still, like, the people in there are just a goddamn disaster.
People that make it good.
What about the audience? No, I'm kidding, of course. People in Penn Station. People. Well, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Of course, the Anthony Cumia Show with the great Dave Landau.
Hello, everyone.
Dave. Dave had laryngitis the other day.
I did.
But it sounds much better.
The steroids are helping.
Yeah. And Chrissy's here.
Hi.
You might know Chrissy. She's in hot water a lot.
Yes, I'm.
Show in hot water.
I'm in hot water. I'm on morning.
Yes, morning.
Yes.
And now here.
Morning, which I like to call the In Hot Water Recap Show. Okay. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I want you to feel at home. Should I pound down a bottle of Jameson then? you sound like you're on shows where the host is constantly drunk.
Can I throw up in a trash can for you?
Yeah. It makes me feel comfortable. It reminds me of my dad.
Oh, hey.
I didn't know if I should lay across the sea.
Was it Omaha I worked?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Abby. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Wunderbar. As they say, where is that? Germany, right?
Yeah. Deutschland, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you speak German?
Ein bisschen, aber es ist meine Lieblingssprache.
Oh, God, that is really hot.
That sounds way too convincing. I don't speak that much German.
Really?
I do.
Some medals.
Yeah?
That's pretty good.
Something.
Yeah, could you goose step around a little bit? Could you?
Oh, for sure.
Blitzkrieg all over the studio?
I got that out of the way today.
I don't even know what that would be. Before the show... myself and Chrissy, we were talking about dads and how like they're just not the same anymore.
They don't make dads like they used to.
No insult to Dave.
No,
Landau.
It's dude. I'm fully aware. If I put on a suit, I look like I'm going to my nana's funeral.
Because they're all pussies now, or like, what do you mean they're not the same?
Like my dad used to when he came home from work. He was a landscaper when we were growing up, and he would just come home and he would lay on the ground and just put his feet up on the couch.
Yeah.
And the bottle of Beck's, and that would be his thing. He would lay there for hours.
He actually worked.
But why lay on the ground?
The floor. It was like my dad too. The floor was like, and it wasn't a sacrifice thing for my kids or my wife.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, perish the thought. It was just like he was comfortable. No pillow.
Nope.
He'd be on the floor watching TV with his arm behind his head, like as a pillow. And he would also do this. Like the table, the living room table would be behind him. Mm-hmm. And he'd be up like this. And he'd grab it and like do this and like lift it.
Like, wow.
Think about the beds they grew up on.
I know.
They were cement anyway.
Terrible.
Yeah, like they could be comfortable in any situation.
Well, did he work all day and then he came home and did that?
Yeah, whatever work he did, he was trying his best to avoid work, yet be able to pay bills.
Heard that.
It wasn't really he wasn't really good at it.
What did he do?
He did a lot of everything. He would. The one thing I remember him doing. Well, I remember him. He used to go around collecting the money from vending machines.
Oh,
he didn't work
legally
for a company
or
that
illegally.
Did it. He actually did. He worked for a company that did that, and then one of the vending machines fell and he broke his leg, so he was out.
Did he get a settlement though?
Back then there was no settlement. There was like
Pick whatever you want.
Yeah. Here's a Zag nut.
Yeah.
Have fun. You did a good job. Yeah.
Enjoy a moon pie.
Yeah. And then he was an investigator for a law firm. So he'd come home with a gun and everything. And I was like, I used to think he was like Mannix. Mannix. It's an old show from the 70s. And that was like the coolest job.
It is.
I was able to go to school.
Who was he investigating for the law firm?
Like anybody that needed to be, if the law firm had a lawsuit or something, or
like protecting the lawyers, like
divorce.
People.
No, he would be like, oh, this guy's wife filed for divorce. Follow her and see what she's up to.
Oh, so you can get dirt on her, so she can't get.
Yeah,
as much
yeah.
Of
so that. So he would go out there, and you know, it was
work.
Apparently that entailed spending a lot of time in bars. That's what he did, and he used to take me with him sometimes, and I would sit there.
And he would be at the bar talking to people, and I would be at a table with a Shirley Temple or something, just hanging out at the bar. Like, this is awesome. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Here, put the suit jacket on and this hat. Go in the corner.
Yeah. Go talk to that guy over there. Get some info out of him. Yeah, it was great stories to tell my friends because they were like, oh, my dad works at a hardware store and stuff. And my dad's a private eye like Mannix.
Yeah.
You ever watch Mannix? He's always shooting and getting hit on the head. It's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, but we moved a lot because, you know, mortgage and rent and things like that. So, but yeah, that old school dad thing, I don't remember being hungry. I don't remember not having Christmas and shit like that. So I guess it was okay. Yeah, I'll sacrifice, you know, love and affection and attention.
You get a tree.
We had a tree.
Did you have a pool and a maid growing up?
No.
Did you just hear anything he said?
Those things. I was convinced that I was poor forever, and then I just learned that I was just Long Island poor. Which
no pool, no maid.
No cable.
Gotcha.
That must have been hard. Yeah.
I was poor in one household and like steady in the other. You know what I mean? Because my parents got divorced. So on my mom's side of the family, my stepdad's Italian. So we had, like, I grew up in an Italian restaurant. But then my dad was in the military, so we were always stable.
Oh, okay.
So I had a little bit of both. My mom was broke and my dad was cheap. So
it was the same, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was similar. Yeah. I just ate better at the cheap house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't eat better at the Italian restaurant?
Mom was very responsible.
Oh, I ate good, but like... Only, not healthy.
Gotcha. Never was left over on the plates.
Yeah. Oh, mostly, right. I'd be like, oh, I want chicken, I want the Parmesan. And they're
get
like,
some. Table
you get
four.
Rigatoni. You just get the pasta tonight.
We had maids in the good times.
Did you?
Yeah, we did briefly.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
What did your parents do?
Died. We went...
Dude, that is the best way to make money.
We went poor, wealthy, poor, dead. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had... Yeah, we did all right for a minute.
Nice.
Yeah. We had a maid. You didn't live there, not like
I don't think it
folks.
Means as much now to have a maid as it did years ago.
Yeah.
Like a maid was a sign of being affluent. Now it's just
like $40
you're lazy.
On Amazon.
Yeah.
You
could get an illegal or I don't recommend doing it.
I call them my neighbors in Harlem.
Happened upon one.
I'm so fucking clueless. I'll have my maids. I have a crew of maids come over. Every Monday to clean up the disaster from the weekend. And they're all some type of Hispanic. I don't question them. I don't care. Whatever. They do a good job. But I'll sit and I'll watch Fox News and they're talking about the wall.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm just going like, yeah, build that fucking thing.
Oh, no.
Eat these fucking pieces of shit. And they're like, oh, Mr. Anthony.
Not you guys.
Who knows? Maybe they want the wall too. You don't know.
They probably do.
They might.
I think they do.
Some of them do.
Maybe they don't want to lose their jobs to Mexicans.
They don't want to lose their jobs, right?
Other Mexicans.
Like, there's enough of us already.
The door and it's like, I will clean it for a lot cheaper.
Sounds like the Looney Tunes mouse character.
Hey, Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez.
I will clean it so fast.
Speedy Gonzalez.
I will do it really fast.
Yeah. And then, ironically, Speedy had a cousin or something that was like a slow guy.
He was Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. And he was like, hey, here comes a Speedy. It's the most racist fucking cartoon. Warner Brothers cartoons were great like that. They had a racist shit like that. And then who was the skunk? Pepe Le Pew. That was rape.
He was a rape.
It was a rape.
It was French.
And he looked so
racist
romantic.
Rape. And then
he would paint over his stripe, though, to become a cat.
To become a cat.
So he could rape another species.
So he could rape. Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was sweet. Yeah.
Bugs Bunny used to transition. He would put on lipstick.
Elmer Fudd would want to kill him
for all of us.
And then want to fuck him.
Right. There was a lot of shit going on in those cartoons.
I love the episode of like the big dog, and he had this little cat as a pet. And one time he thought the cat got baked into a cookie, so he'd put the cookie on his back.
On his back.
He was crying, and I was like, oh my God.
And when I was a kid, that was the saddest fucking thing. It was like, yeah.
He
didn't like it at first, and it's like, all right. And it went on his back, and it would do that. And the dog would go, ooh. And then, yeah,
so
he baked the cookies, and you see him pull them out of the oven. He's like horrified. He takes it, puts it on his back. It's so fucking sad.
So, and then you just see the little cat and batter going, meow, meow.
Yeah, yeah. And he's all happy.
Yeah. Wait, do you have kids, right?
I do have one.
Do you guys watch the same cartoons, or is it like different stuff? Or like, is there like an old cartoon channel with all that old stuff?
Is still that around. He's not as interested in that though. He's more into like Transformers, Ninja Turtles, stuff like that. Like, but yeah, you can still put on like older Nickelodeon and stuff like that and find those shows.
Nice.
At a certain age, Boomerang, I think it's just moving colors that they like.
And there's so many things I don't know what it's on, but we have watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. I love what he grew up with.
Got a lot of those old shows. I remember my dad laying on the floor and watching Roadrunner cartoons and just laughing his ass off.
You know, loved it.
You love that. The more he drank, the funnier it got, which I agree with now.
We have the same dad.
I know.
He loved Looney Tunes.
Oh, he loved them. Yeah, yeah. So it was awesome. Sandy is.
Come on, take it. His name is
Does that not
Anthony
look like a pussy to you guys?
Anthony was his name.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This taught me how to feel, this cartoon.
Maybe I'll learn how to feel after this then.
Oh my God.
Mark Anthony.
Yeah, that was 1952. That was Jesus Christ.
We really had the same cartoons on for 30 years. Replays of the same thing.
I think in the 70s or something, they decided to start making some new cartoons.
Which was then for my generation. I grew up with like Scooby-Doo in the morning.
Scooby-Doo was my jam.
Yeah, all those cartoons. But literally from the 30s till the 70s, it was just the same fucking cartoon.
Which maybe it should be.
I know. Yeah. It seemed to work. I don't know. All right. There was an errant, pan across the fucking face that they said made children violent. They did say that the Warner Brothers cartoons made kids violent and they weren't educational and they weren't that. They were fun.
Yeah.
Adults could absolutely watch them.
If the kids don't get to be kids when they're kids, then they're going to want to be kids when they're older, when they should be adults.
Like Michael. That was his big excuse. You know, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Michael never had a childhood.
That's why I collect
children. A 9-year-old. So let him, your kid, sleep with him.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just another one of them.
Yeah.
With very grabby hands.
Yeah. I didn't have a childhood. Shut up.
You want to get teabagged in the teacup?
I just didn't know that on the outside.
Yeah, Neverland. Because you're never going to leave till you're old.
Did you guys watch R. Kelly, too? I just watched a couple episodes.
I haven't seen the R. Kelly one.
I've only seen a couple episodes. It was kind of boring.
Is it?
So was the Michael Jackson one.
They could use some fucking editing.
Or music.
Michael Jackson.
Exactly. It's like, it's about him. Use his fucking music or
something. That's what I want.
It's probably hard to
show the kids dancing.
I want to see him lean forward with them.
Yeah.
It's probably hard to get the estate, though, to sign off. Like, what's your documentary about? Oh, about how he fucked a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Do you think Michael did it?
Yes.
Absolutely. I would wager any amount of money that he was a fucking child rapist.
Forever I wanted to believe he didn't, but I don't think those guys are lying.
Talented.
I think he helped more kids than he hurt. Because he gave a lot away to charity.
He
would visit riot countries. I don't know.
If Hitler helped 6,000,001 Jews, would that have made him better?
Well, he did put food on the table for all of Germany.
I don't know. Imagine how happy those Jews would have been.
Especially that
he helped. They would have thrown the other ones under the bus immediately. They're like, well, he helped us.
A lot of people work.
Right.
People loved his music.
Like Schindler. Yeah. Schindler got a break. He was actually kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But,
the list.
He's like, oh, I could get some cheap labor.
You just have to help more important people than the ones that you hurt.
Than the ones that you hurt. That's a bumper sticker or something.
Yeah.
It's a saying.
Actually, just something to live
on Facebook.
It is something to live by.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he fucked those kids.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, I think so.
I feel bad.
I don't know.
Not all of them. And I think that was his strategy. Like, I won't fuck all the kids.
Yeah.
That way there's a few that'll say,
just the ones that I really love.
I just want the two Coreys to be bait on the end of my fishing
boat. Right. Well, that's another one, too. Corey Feldman was bait.
Well, Corey Feldman said that he didn't do it, and he's, like, really involved in all that shit.
Yeah, because if you're not molested by a guy, you dress up like him every day.
He's dressed
what
like
What if he thinks that he didn't do it? Because he was like, no, he wouldn't have done that because he loved me.
Right.
I was the only one he did that to.
It wasn't molesting.
He had a real relationship. Glove every
Damn,
morning.
Okay, maybe it was that.
Yeah. That glove that fucking mauled him as a child.
Oh, my God.
Did you see him in Gremlins? He's adorable. How do you not molest him?
Corey, oh, yeah, I had to molest him up to Goonies.
right up to Goonies. I saw a pubic hair.
Oh.
I'm going to have to leave Neverland.
I saw you smoking and Stand By Me. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Shit, yeah. A lot of fun things going on. Oh, first of all, my sister did that DNA thing.
Really? Oh.
There has been speculation all over the place for years and years and years about my heritage, because, of course, I'm Italian, half Sicilian. So, you know, everyone brings up True Romance, that movie, the speech. You know, the Moors came over. They did so much fucking of Italian women.
How black are you? Let's find out.
How black am I? Well,
more than you thought.
It was 92% Italiano.
Hey.
That's pretty good.
92%. Not bad, right?
All right.
And they had all the little regions of Italy circled and everything. And unfortunately, 8%. And I say unfortunately because if it was African, I'd have been able to drop the N-bomb. I would be
at least part of it. At 8%, really only the first two letters.
8%, can I do that? Yeah. Can I do it with the A and not the hard R?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think you get a pass.
Yeah, I probably could have gotten a pass, but alas, there was no African in there at all.
Wait, this is your sister's or yours?
But it's the same.
I've heard. I've heard that to get a full like spectrum of it, that the brother and the sister from the same family have to
test the baby.
You have different chromosomes, so like that's how you get the full picture of your. That's what I've heard.
I don't know. I think the DNA is pretty solid with a family. Like, yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
I don't trust any of that.
I don't know, but the 8% was.
Irish,
Greek, and the Balkans.
Ooh,
that's why I like fucking in the ass.
Just gonna say, do you speak Greek?
Balkan way.
I speak Greek and French.
What's Balkan?
The Balkans are like Croatia and Bosnia, and you know that area.
Harsh
former
people.
Soviet Union satellites. Yeah, but it's not that much. It's got to be, you know,
4%.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. They were into some atrocities, so I probably am. So they were into some genocide, so I probably got that going for me.
The bulk is worse than the bite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Very good. So wait, what are you?
Half German. My dad, like, is an immigrant. And
Right from Germany.
Yeah.
Whoa, he speaks German? Do you speak German?
No, he didn't teach it to any of us. I just know how to say, like,
oh boy.
I love you.
How
like, what does that sound like?
What year was he born? Oh, boy.
1946?
Oh, my God. Maybe he's reincarnated Hitler.
He's 72.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he doesn't remember the war, but...
But my grandfather was a German soldier.
Oh, my God, right. Grandpa must
feels
have been...
feels guilty about the Holocaust.
Oh,
that's
that,
good.
That they didn't finish
feels
the job?
Feels guilty.
And then one time
that
I was
still
like,
looking
Dad.
For him.
Like, Dad, like, was grandfather a... And he was like, actually, no, the Nazis were, like, the best soldiers. And,
oh.
Like, and, like, that it was,
dressed.
Like, a compliment at the time. Like, it meant you were
right,
the best of the best. And like, my grandpa, like, wasn't. He was,
they were effective.
You know.
Did he have a tattoo under his arm?
I never met him. I never.
His blood type or anything?
Never met that
you never. You never met him?
No, because he became
a Mooney,
and
numbers.
He gave away a lot of the family money to
Oh, Jesus.
The Moonies.
Wow, he really did. It really did fuck him up.
What does that mean?
They're a cult. They're like a
Korean cult.
He divorced my grandmother and then participated in like a mass wedding and married some Asian woman he never met.
Yeah, like that guy, the head Mooney guy.
Yeah,
would go up and wed people.
Yeah,
and usually it was an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
And he would have like Madison Square Garden full of people
at a time where like nobody was really divorcing. So it was like
One of the like first cults people heard about. And then they just got wacky with like Jonestown and fucking the cut your balls off and put Adidas on and
they got creative later on.
Wacky guy, yeah.
Applegate.
There's a comet behind the sun.
Did you ever see the SNL where they parodied that?
Well, oh yeah.
Yeah, they're like, boy, he's 100% right, except that whole cut your penis off thing.
Yeah.
Totally a miss.
Wow. So that's interesting. I would do all kinds of research to find out about my grandpa
He
was a German soldier like that. Find out what kind of shenanigans. He moved to Sao Paulo after a while. It was amazing. He was down there with the. He lived with a doctor. Mengel something. I watch Nazi channels all the time.
Oh, really?
Hitler shows.
He's in front of Jewish cleaning pit staff.
Yeah. Hitler's on TV. We were saying this the other day. Hitler Jewish is on TV more than anyone else.
Wow.
Like Hitler
more
is
than Oprah?
Constantly more than even Oprah.
Yeah, we looked up his IMDb and it's sick.
Hitler's been on like everything. Right now you could turn TV on and Hitler will be on somewhere.
Wow.
See if Hitler's on TV right now. I swear, Hitler is like, and you got to think, like, all right, if it was a year ago or something that he pulled his shenanigans, of course he'd be on TV.
What if he was on channel?
So many years ago.
Channel 9.
9. Right. Channel 9.
All right.
Yeah, no, that's very funny. I do that when I play blackjack, and it just annoys the shit out of people. If I have a 12, like I was dealt a 12. And the dealer's going around the table, and I'll be like, wait, you know what I want? 999! And the dealer's like,
okay.
And when a 9 comes out, the whole table just starts laughing.
Wow.
Their ass off. No one remembers when it doesn't happen, but people always remember when it does happen. So I always call my cards out, and people are like, this motherfucker, he's always guessing the card that comes out. Like, no, I'm not always guessing, but you remember every time. 7, please. 4 on top. Big ace. Oh, I yell constantly. I can't talk the next day.
Is this at a casino or just or at your home?
Yeah. No, this is just out in Penn Station when I'm waiting for my train.
I only
at a casino. Yeah,
racket I got going.
I only played blackjack one time at a casino, and I lost like $60 immediately. And I was like young, so I was like, that was a lot of money. I was I can't play this. I'm like, I'd rather play Texas Hold'em and like lose my money over time.
It's a slow thing.
Blackjack is so fucking fast.
It's very fast, and if you're losing,
I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
You gotta walk away. And there are times I'll be like, yeah, I'm just going to the fucking poker room.
Yeah,
you could sit down in the poker room with $100 and sit at a you know low stakes table and spend hours there.
Exactly.
Give you snacks and drinks.
But the host, your host at the casino, doesn't like when you do that. They want you playing blackjack. They don't want you sitting at a poker table for hours while they're just making a rake. You know, they want you playing the big games.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
My sister's fiance is a gambler. Like, that's his job. That's all he does.
Oh, that's all he does?
Yeah.
Stability.
Whew, yeah.
Yeah.
And she moved to Vegas to be with him. Like,
wow.
How's he doing?
Yeah, how long ago?
He's never worked. And the whole time they've been dating, which is like over 3 years, like he's never had a regular job. Like he at one point sort of worked at an Audi dealership, but she left her tenured teaching job in Hicksville, like moved out of Vegas with him.
Oh, God. That's love.
So she's also a professional.
Yeah. Usually either ends really
like,
well or in murder suicide.
Or, yeah, yeah.
I hope it works out.
I mean, there's that upper tier of gambler people like you see on the poker shows and things like that. Daniel Negreanu and those guys.
Some people can do it. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then there's just gamblers that if they hit a lucky streak, it's great. And if they don't, then, you know, the girl's pawning her ring or something.
Yeah.
Plus $400 in Atlantic City in like 12 minutes on Saturday.
Is that a shame?
Oh. Yeah, I suck.
What were you playing, blackjack?
No, slots.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Wait, how much did you lose on slots?
Roulette.
Okay. Yeah.
Slots.
Well, I started in slots
to
warm myself up like I'm 85
lady.
Years old.
Right. Yeah.
And then I went over, and then I was up on roulette, and then I went way down and way down.
You can't win at slots unless the machine detects an oxygen tank in its vicinity. Then it pays off.
Those people I don't get. It's like, do you feel like you've won at life? Like, you feel like you're a lucky person?
No, you're not. You're sitting in a little rascal.
Yeah, you have an eye patch. One leg. You look like a pirate.
Yeah.
You're not going to win.
Let me live my life.
You're literally flammable.
Oh.
She's got oxygen tent on wheels.
Yeah, you're only here on the first for a reason.
Yeah. Stalker Patty, who comes in every so often, she used to go down to Atlantic City all the time. She'd be like, oh, I'm going too. I'm like, oh, really, Patty? What are you doing? Well, I take the jitney. I take the bus down. And I allot myself $60. gamble with.
And after that, I have to start sucking dick.
And I hit the boardwalk.
I can't really suck anymore, but I just open my mouth.
Let me take my teeth out.
They face fuck what's left of my jaw. Yeah. It's a quarter apiece.
We'll suck dick for the small blind.
Yeah, my mom and stepdad went to the slot machines the other day for something else to do. They love to gamble.
In AC?
No, they're in Texas, so somewhere in...
They have those real shitbag casinos around Long Island and stuff, and...
Jack's.
And, yeah, Jack's 48 or whatever it is, 52, I don't even know what the fuck. It's a casino they made out of a failed Hilton hotel from years ago on the Long Island Expressway. And it's like real... They call them like real robot dealers or something. It's a video screen with a woman that's like, sit down. She goes like this, and you get the cards. It's all fake.
What town is it in?
It's in
Suffolk.
It's Suffolk County. Oceana.
It says Islandia.
Islandia, Oceana. I'm talking about 1984. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, that place was. It used to be a hotel. And we've goofed on the commercial before because it's such a cheesy, cheap place. And if you go to a nice place like the Borgata, or you go to Vegas and go to the Bellagio or MGM, it's amazing. And they try to make it seem like just because there's some type of gaming going on that it's a classy joint. My favorite is the chef. They show the chef holding up what looks to be like chicken nuggets. And it's a quick shot, and he just goes, he's got the chef uniform on, and he's like, like, it's an amazing thing.
I love chicken nuggets, so it's
that's your pleasure.
I do, too. They're fucking great. But to present them, look at them.
Yeah, look at this.
Look at
them. These are more like tenders.
There you go. Oh, yes. The bow of the head is the greatest thing. Like, he's got a plate of shit, and he's like, shit?
Yeah, you like it?
Like, so, you don't bow your head. You hand it.
He's moving.
Is this your order?
Look how his nostrils are inflated like he's smelling shit.
There might be cum in this.
The guy's got a hit to do later for MS-13 out on Long Island. Every inch under those clothes are covered with death tattoos.
Yeah, he looks like he's trying not to get recognized. He's like, yeah. Put these here.
Don't recognize me. I killed a 14-year-old in a park in Central Iceland. Yeah, the bowing of the head is the best part. A plate of chicken fingers. And he's fucking presenting it like it's caviar.
It looks like he's just gonna be like, "You want to buy some weed?"
Yeah. I got the good stuff around back
under this chef.
Oh, that's it. Jake's 58. It's at exit 58 on the LIE. And then they got those places in Yonkers and stuff, and it's all
Yonkers. I've done. It's like the Raceway. I did a show there.
Yeah. Yeah, by the Raceway. That's when you know it's good.
Oh, yeah, whenever there's a track.
Do you like casino shows? Do you enjoy doing casino shows?
I don't think I enjoy them, but sometimes they end up being good, I guess is the way I would put it. Yeah, you know, like sometimes the audience, if it's the audience of people who just lost.
Oh, God, yeah.
But sometimes it's people who just don't give a fuck, because they can smoke and drink and they'll laugh at anything. Like, some people say they hate them, but I've enjoyed a lot of them.
Yeah, that's what you want in the crowd is someone, you know, going like, hey, this comic's really funny. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, well worth $2,000.
Oh, dude.
Well worth $2,000 that I fucking blew out.
No, way northern Michigan, there's casinos in like the UP where there's fucking nothing and people lose and they give you comps to the show.
All right.
And they just would stare at you the whole time.
Oh, my God. That's
fucked up. You're every dealer they lost
to.
Yeah,
dude. I'd be in, I remember
cog.
Me and the other comic in the bathroom one night, and this guy in a Green Bay jacket's like, yeah, sometimes you want to say you did a decent job, but these comics don't quit your day job.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, yeah, they sucked, huh?
But you were.
He didn't even notice that it was me who he was talking to. But yeah, they just fucking hate your guts because the only way they're going to the show is if they're losing.
Right.
Well, somebody was talking about like driving cabs around casinos is the worst because people just like lost all their shit and they're just like losing their mind in the cab.
Oh, yeah.
They just bet away their like kids, I don't know, trust fund or whatever.
Yeah. Where do you want to go? Fund. Take me to the bridge, cabbie.
Yeah. Could you just
one way.
Me off there? Well, what bridge? It doesn't matter. A high one.
Exactly.
A high one over icy water.
At least in northern Michigan, you can go to a gas station and start looking at a gun and bullets without somebody even bothering you about it.
I can't pay for this, though. So. Yeah.
Well, you'll just kill yourself with a register.
Meet me in the men's room. Damn it.
I was ready to kill somebody yesterday, it was a cab. I was leaving Bernie and Sid's show that I did yesterday. or the day before, whenever it was, yesterday. And I saw a cab, which is tough to get around that time. It's still kind of morning. And he was letting someone off. So I'm standing there waiting, because I usually take the subway, but I'm like, ah, fuck it, his cab right here, right down 8th Avenue. And the guy in the back, I see him with the credit card, and he shoves the thing in, and I'm watching through the window, and nothing. He pulls the credit card out. Now he's got to go through the thing again, and I'm just standing outside like, this motherfucker, waiting, waiting.
Do it.
He did it five times, using different cards. And then it looked like he just went... And lean back like he's now, what is that doing? You're waiting for the cab to go, don't worry, it's on me. like, so then I had to take the subway, but I wasted all that time. By the time I got down to the subway, yeah, there it goes, 10 more minutes. It took me literally a half hour to get from 8th and 35th to 8th and 51st.
Just like, walk.
I could have walked it.
Yeah.
You got to walk.
Lazy motherfucker. And it was the morning. It was like the
That's
morning.
When you want to go on a walk.
No, you don't.
Right?
No.
That's what I will walk it, usually.
Do you walk in the morning?
I do, if I can. And I will when I leave here.
I'd rather not.
Like,
rather
instead not. Of getting on that train, I'll walk like a couple miles to go on a different, like, train to take back.
I've seen enough addicts fucking leaning against walls.
Oh, yeah.
Walk down 8th. Once you get around the 40s and stuff.
Oh, yeah, like the Port Authority.
Port Authority, yeah.
Homeless Row. Yeah.
Once you're there, it is one of the worst areas of Manhattan at this point.
It's a narrow street, and the best place for them to fish out in is the middle of the sidewalk.
That's... And they're just,
I'm like, I know you're having fun.
I love looking at the reviews for Port Authority on Google. It's like, did you expect?
What were you reviewing? I found the place repulsive. Yeah, it's a bus station.
It was filled with other poor people.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're there too. Bus people. Ooh.
Here's my picture with Ralph Cramden's statue. I love how they put like Jackie Gleason's statue in front of it. Yeah. Like, he, first of all, like he was a real bus driver.
Right.
And secondly, like he'd love to be there. Norton, look what's around me, Norton.
Because I take the bus a decent amount, and it's like I sometimes will take Greyhound because they've got the Port Authority and you can be inside. Because the other ones you have to wait outside. It's like either wait outside in the weather or wait inside with like.
Yeah. That used to be a thing. Like Greyhound bus used to actually be a thing that people would take and not feel horrible about it.
Yeah, it was. I don't always feel. I go down to Philly all the time on it.
The mega bus.
Longer trip sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's in my book, Permanently Suspended. I went
trip
at,
sucked.
At about 16 or so years old. I was put on a bus in Los Angeles to go to New York.
Oh,
as
wow.
far as you can go, pretty much.
That's
in
like
the
a movie.
Continental United States. Yeah, on a Greyhound bus with my brother. We had plane tickets that my mom in New York had sent my dad in California to send us back to New York. My dad promptly traded them in and bought us bus tickets.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And then gave us like 20
you
bucks
guys were
each.
Just another side job for him?
Yeah, yeah. It was just another way to, you know, get a little cash.
Damn.
You had to feed the horses or something. I don't know.
Did you guys have horses?
Oh, yeah. Horses need hay.
Aww. Or
something. I hear tell.
Carrots.
Yeah, it's not like they could eat things that just grow out of the fucking ground. You got to buy them food.
Pellets.
Yeah. Right. My dad was great with that. He, when the electricity got turned off, he knew how to take the meter off and jump the meter with wires, put the meter back on, and that was it.
Yeah.
There is also something I saw the other day that is just amazingly funny. You take a wasp's nest and you
mean like a white neighborhood?
Yes. A wasp's nest.
A suburb?
I love it. Please show me where it is. I'll buy.
Smithtown.
Not one of the giant huge ones, but a big enough one.
Yeah.
And you crazy glue it to the seal on the meter.
What?
After you cut the seal off,
yeah.
Jump the meter and put it back, like so they can't tell the seal's broken, you put a wasp's nest on it. First of all, no guy that looks at the meter is going to want to fuck with a wasp's nest.
No.
Secondly, it covers up the fact that you broke the seal to jump the fucking meter. It's goddamn brilliant.
Wow.
That's really smart.
Yes.
A wasp nest to make
it happen. You don't even need a real live wasp nest. You can find one that's kind of, you know.
That's it's great if you're
abandoned.
A beekeeper, but like the average person isn't going to be like,
You'd be
yeah,
surprised.
You're really
the
ballsy if you use a real wasp nest.
But you'll be surprised the lengths and work people will do to not
That's
work.
$60 he didn't have to pay.
Right, right. No. And then if we didn't have electricity, if for some reason he couldn't do that, I remember there were kerosene lanterns. You know the hooks in your ceiling sometimes where you put dead bodies? No, yeah. You put lamps. Mm. You know, the chain would come up the wall and then could do this, and the lamp would come down. The lamp would come down, and a kerosene heater, lamp, like an oldie time, like a trained guy in the 1800s would put there, and it would make a big soot poof on the ceiling, and that's what we, that's the light we lived by. There it is!
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
As a shut-off notice, I make and sell these decoys.
Holy shit.
Is that fucking awesome?
Oh, my God.
It's
but now
brilliant.
People are going to know that this is a thing.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Shut off people.
Yeah, if I'm checking those, though, I'm going to just keep going.
But you don't know. Right.
I'd be like, this could be an imposter.
Kick it and test it.
Right.
Kind of like Macaulay Culkin and My Girl.
It's like, just keep going. It's like a house that has an NRA sticker in the window or something. You know, it might not.
Yeah, you don't need to put up.
You know what? I'll just go to the next house that doesn't have one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll go to the next house that doesn't have a fucking.
You don't
giant
have to trick or treat here.
Killer wasp nest on a fucking on the electric meter. It's a brilliant fucking ploy because you're using people's own fears for your advantage.
And then a man pops out in a bee costume.
Right.
The American.
I'd get away from here if you know what's good for you.
It's Jerry Seinfeld in his bee costume.
Yeah. So, you know, people will work a lot harder to not work than it would be to just work. And my dad was one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
He decided to become a cowboy. He just.
I was going
to
say, did you grow up on like a ranch then if you had horses?
Yeah, he went. He was just a New York guy for years and years and years. And then my parents divorced and he decided to just go out to California. He had an aunt out there and that was the only person he knew. So he went out there, stayed with her for a while and wound up meeting people, bought a horse.
Wow.
Just became like a cowboy. And then I went out there to visit and I went from, you know, do this, go to school. Don't do that. Wear this. What are you doing? That to, hey, you want to drink beer and ride horses and fuck women? I'm like, yeah, Dad. So I had to make that phone call. Like, Mom, yeah, I'm staying out here.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you know, legally she had custody, but she knew if she told
me
not
to. How old were you?
I was 13.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can't tell him not to do something. You
want
to do the opposite.
Then I would have resentment and stuff. She knew because by, you know, three, four years later, I'd already known, like, oh, yeah, I got to get back to New York.
Did
this
you,
is really bad.
Drop out of school for the horse life, or did you?
Like, I went to school. I went to Dana Hills High School, where some of the alumni from there, you might know, Nicole Brown Simpson.
Ooh.
Mm. Murder victim of Odin. Right, yes. She was most likely to be decapitated.
We both have radio careers, actually.
She was the headless. Or most likely to be murdered by former football star.
She really got ahead.
Quite coincidental. Yes, she did. She was the head of her class.
Head cheerleader.
I do remember. No, I don't remember her. She was like a year or two
You dropped
me.
Out, though, didn't you?
Well, they threw me out first. Oh, yeah. There is my dad with OJ at Dana Hills High School.
Wow.
He was there with Nicole Brown Simpson at some point doing something.
Damn.
And Dad's like, why don't you just kill that bitch?
Wow.
And he's giving him that weird handshake. I don't know what
that
is.
And the red lines are supposed to be what he's looking at, or?
Whoa.
Yeah. He's looking at my dad.
Are you sure your dad wasn't a hitman? That was a very.
Or are those laser
handshake.
Beams coming out of his eyes?
Yes, laser beams. But OJ's doing a thing like with his fingers going, look, I'm going to cut her head off.
Yeah, that's
Whoa.
What I mean. Like,
yeah.
They're in cahoots.
He's making scissors with his hands. No, then my dad decided to be a cowboy, so that's what he did.
That's exciting.
It was. It was a lot of fun, but then a few years later, I was just kind of like, I'd come home from school. I got kicked out of Dana Hills because of attendance. I wasn't very attentful. And their school, they were really strict about it because you don't get state money and federal money for absentee students.
Yeah.
So they wanted a perfect absentee record. So they would take the kids. This was a great scam. So Dana Hills High School had a perfect record because they took the kids that didn't go and put them in a different school was still, it was like a satellite school of Dana Hills, but it was classified as a different school so they could have a perfect attendance record and get all the cash. It was called Father Junipero Serra Continuation School.
So you got touched.
they call it con school. That was continuation school, but it sounded cool. I go to con school, man. I'm a con.
It's basically what Detroit did with their city limits. They wanted it to look better, so they've made it smaller.
Smaller.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I know.
Oh, he knows. He's from the D.
Yeah, we did a no. There's a lot of wasp nests in our city.
Yeah, yeah,
a lot of almost every house.
Watch out for that.
So my dad sometimes would drop me off at school and then drive back to the stables, you know, the ranch, and sit and drink beers with Uncle Chato.
What was his beer of choice?
A tall jumbo Budweiser.
Okay. Hmm.
He'd sit there with and Chato Reyes and Juan Reyes were the Mexicans that had the ranch on the other side. And they'd all gather up and drink, as they called them, get me a jumbo. A jumbo, because they were jumbos.
Oh. You
know, the Mexicans with those J's.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's a Y. It's a J. Whatever the fuck it is. A jumbo. So I would come back from school. I'd walk back to school. That's the years I used to walk. And there they'd be. Since they dropped me off at school, there they'd be on those chairs. Or
jumbos.
With the jumbos and the empty jumbos drinking. Wow. And it took maybe 3 years when I started realizing, like, I wasn't going to school. Aww. I was hanging out, and I'm like, I'm going to be one of the guys with the Yumbo. I'm just going to be Yumbo guy, and I better get my ass back to New York and try to do something. So I did. But in the interim, it was a lot of fun. I learned to ride bulls. If I stayed on the bull for 8 seconds, I would have gotten my first beer. That's what they said. You want to drink a... they also drank Coors. So I was like, let me... I'll try it. And they go, oh, you'll have your first beer. I was like 13. So I get on the bull and you know, the strap, and they pull it
up.
Did
he ever, like, poke you? Or, like, the
Yeah, they have
the
horns.
Yeah.
A real bull?
Oh, yeah. It was a real Brahma bull. But it wasn't one of the giant ones you see at the rodeo.
Okay.
Like, they were smaller, but I was
any
small.
Any bull.
Yeah.
Is
and they were nasty. Yeah. So they did that, and then they'd pull the strap.
You really
wouldn't
make it on a pit bull.
The flank strap, they call it. That people think it goes around the balls of the bull, but it doesn't. It goes around his flank. But
yeah, people
like
say
it.
That it like hurts their balls.
It
is the
it's like a slipknot thing, but it tightens up and stays tight. So they when the chute opens, they lunge out, they pull this thing, and it tightens up. So they buck to get it off, and they hit him with a hot shot.
Oh no!
It's like full of D batteries, man. Cattle prod, they call it, because you prod cattle with it. And then I'm like, whoa, you know. I'm trying to hold on. I think I made it 6 feet out of the gate, and I fell off. And the thing is, those fuckers will now turn around and try
step
to get you.
Yeah.
And step on you. And
that's when they
angry.
Send in the rodeo clown.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you
but
get a rodeo clown?
No, we didn't get a rodeo clown. That wasn't happening at Jimmy Jackson's stable.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So you had to just kind of crawl out. So I was going for the edge of the arena. I got out from underneath. I was like, oh, God. And they're like, well, that wasn't quite 8 seconds, but here you go. I'm like, yes, my first foray into alcoholism. Thanks, Dad. And I haven't stopped.
It sounds like a commercial.
It was awesome.
It was. Wow.
It was awesome. We went out into the Mojave Desert.
Wow.
This guy, Juan Reyes, had a turquoise and silver mine out in the Mojave Desert in the Old Woman Mountains, they were called. It was in the middle. I mean, when you say in the middle of nowhere around here, is somewhere. This was nowhere.
Yeah.
You were in between like Barstow, California and Needles, Arizona, 50 miles off of even a dirt road. It was just, we would take pickup trucks and dune buggies out there and a shitload of guns and alcohol. And it was awesome. And then Juan Reyes's son, Charlie, who was 9 at the time, we were all shooting and everything. And Juan Reyes, his father, had this old six shooter. And it had no safeties on it. It was literally the firing pin was on the hammer. And nowadays, you know, there's slides and stuff that separate the hammer from the ammunition as a safety. You actually have to have the trigger pulled. A plate comes up in between. It's very complicated, but it's a very good safety mechanism. This didn't have it. You actually had to quarter cock or half cock the gun to spin the cylinder to load it. So when he lifted it up, the hammer dropped and it hit the round. It went off, hit his son Charlie right here. And it went in, out. That's why they call it going off. You went off half cocked.
Is that also where drop the hammer comes from?
Yeah, drop the hammer.
My God.
Yeah, drop the hammer. And so I'm standing there.
So you grew up in Deadwood?
Charlie. Yeah, in Deadwood.
Insane.
It was an old mining shack.
Yeah.
That we had. We had a campfire going. We were all drinking tequila. It was awesome. And I'm watching, and I just see Charlie go. First, I see this thing. It looked literally like a tube. It didn't look real. It was perfectly like round. And it went like a fountain. It went whoosh, like blood was coming out. And I went, and I saw Charlie's face just turn white. And he was Mexican, so that was really
yeah.
a while.
And,
yeah.
and he went to
he
his knees.
Spanish.
He just went, bam.
Yes.
He went, oh, boom. It just fell on the ground. I'm like, holy shit, Charlie's dead. Charlie just got fucking
My
shot.
God. Just steal his gold and ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, yeah. Went off, stole his turquoise and silver, yeah. hopped on my jackass, which was my dad. And then, yeah, Charlie hit the ground, and then I hear this fucking sound. It was bizarre. It was like this screaming.
Yeah, you wouldn't want this to get weird.
Oh, no, you don't want it to get weird. This screaming sound, it was Juan Reyes. Realized he had just shot his son, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, shit.
With a fucking oldie style gun.
Now, because it was an older gun, was it like the bullets that kind of opened up? Or was it just...
It was your standard ammunition. I'm not even sure what caliber it was, but I don't think it was a large caliber. It wasn't like a 45,
okay.
which would have just blown his fucking little...
That's what I was wondering if it like... Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone just comes running over. They grabbed whatever ice we had in coolers and stuff and packed that and wrapped it up and then threw him in the back of one of the pickup trucks to drive him to Needles.
Ambulance.
Needles, Arizona. Yeah, yeah. yeah. So they drove him there. We all just had to sit and wait. There were no cell phones. There was no... Absolutely, they couldn't call the cops or the ambulance or anything like that. So we just sat drinking tequila, wondering if Charlie Reyes was dead. We didn't know where he was hit.
Wow.
He was hit in the shoulder, and it went through and out his shoulder blade. Nice, clean hole. So he ended up being fine, as fine as you can be after your father shoots you.
So there was no bullet left inside of him?
No, went okay. clean through.
That's good.
But we didn't know. So hours and hours and hours later, we see some SUVs pull up. Which back then, I guess, were just Suburbans, they called them.
Wagoneer.
Wagoneer. Yeah. And they were all the cops that were coming because they have to investigate why a 9-year-old was being shot in the middle of the Mojave Desert.
Wow.
So they got out of they pulled up these trucks. All the lights are on. They had the loudspeaker. Their guns were drawn. And they're like, everyone out into the headlights. We want to see you guys and keep your hands visible. So, you know. There I am, 14 or something like that, with the cops and the dead. They thought maybe it was, you know, offshoot of the Charles Manson family living out in the desert.
Put like a gun by one of the horses and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. So they questioned us about the whole thing and then left.
Is he wearing cowboy attire? I'm sorry. You can
Oh, yeah.
Who, Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Western shirt,
yeah, like
boots,
a Western
a hat.
Shirt, boots and hats, yeah.
He was asking for it. Did you guys snitch? Did you tell him that it was the dad?
I think the dad fessed.
Oh,
he had to. He had to fess up
to
it.
Yeah, someone's got to take
it. But it was back then, so no one really gave a shit. And they were Mexican, so no one really gave a shit. Build the wall.
They just heard a kid got shot, and they're like, oh, he was Mexican. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, must have been.
Obviously, it was Trump's fault that a Mexican child was shot in the desert.
Dad should be able to shoot his own kid.
Right. You know?
And a mother should be able to drown her own baby. Yes.
Right. My body, my choice.
For 6 months.
If I want to give the kid an abortion at 9,
it's your choice.
It's my choice. Yeah.
Have you thought about drowning your kid? How old is he?
Never. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
He's three.
Postpartum depression.
Just turned four. No, no.
Do you guys get that?
I have just the instinct to protect, honestly.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I don't have the... I have seen a lot of mothers who are the opposite. Oh, yeah. Not my wife. She loves them. But, yeah.
Oh,
there
good.
There is a postpartum
nice.
Thing that gets a little...
Postpartum, bizarre. Or you just want to party, like Casey Anthony.
My friend's wife would have it, and we'd go over there, and she'd just be screaming, like, I just can't take all this crying. I'm like, she's going to murder your kid.
Can't take this crying. Wow, yeah. Good thing you had a baby.
Give it to the grandma. Is there a grandma? Give it to the grandma.
Yeah. Don't go to a fucking liberal rally.
My kid's not a shit. Always crying. I've wanted to drown other kids.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Without a doubt.
Definitely drown other kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to hurt your own child.
I watched,
oh, it's crazy. It's so counter.
Came from your penis.
Yeah. You lived in my balls.
There was some
short time.
Jigsaw. Do you guys watch the Saw movies? I watched Jigsaw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you see Jigsaw? And the woman, she smothered the baby and then told the husband that he rolled over and smothered it while he was sleeping.
Yeah.
What? That's so. I mean, I just remember thinking, like, oh, my God, that's one of the most fucked up I've ever.
Yeah. I
have.
Yeah.
Every time you heard that story.
No, it really is fucking horrible.
There were so many of those weird stories, and I don't even know how they got around back when I was a kid, because there was no internet. There was no telephones. There was no automobiles. We had horse and wagons, and we
shout
our sons.
Into the night.
You were up on the OK Corral.
I was on the OK Corral. That's awesome. Yeah, but... yeah, we didn't have any of the internet and everything. So I don't know how things got around, but stories would just kind of get around about the babysitter that cooked the kid in the oven.
Oh.
She was babysitting and she took some marijuana, I think. She took some marijuana. And when the parents got home, they asked, how's the baby? And she goes, fine, she's up sleeping, man. So she went upstairs, the mother, and pulls back the blanket, and there's just a raw big turkey
right
in the crib.
Oh, there was a mix up.
And then, but she's like smelling something's cooking.
Dinner's
like,
almost
but
ready.
If the turkey's here, whoa, no, my baby. And she opens it up and there's her baby all cooked in the
That's
oven.
That's some good weed.
So
damn.
Yeah, I don't know. That's some of that Colorado weed.
You want dark meat or white meat?
Yeah.
Crying cooking baby is the smoke alarm.
Let's
it's
eat.
Back to swag. I mean, come on. You cannot handle that drone.
One Thanksgiving you will not forget.
Is that Acapulco gold?
Those are stories. I don't know where they came from.
Now it's a lot of kids eating pills.
Yeah.
Their parents.
A lot of pills, a lot of prescription stuff. Yeah, and it's fucking them up even more. Weed was weed really a stepping stone drug, you think?
No.
Yeah.
You think? Yeah. It's so weird. You just don't know. Like,
you don't do heroin first. I mean, that's how it is.
No. Like,
you start beer.
Because it's still
weed.
A drug. Any drug is a gateway drug to any other drug.
But a lot of people that smoke pot never do heroin, so...
No, but they will probably do acid or mushrooms.
I think cocaine is more of a gateway drug than weed is.
Oh, yeah. It's a step up into that wonderful world of harder drugs.
Well, yeah, that's your introduction into harder drugs for sure. I mean, I used to do that just so I would stay awake, though, and be drunk. So, like, because I just like drinking.
Sensible.
But, yeah, if you will do coke, there's a chance you will do heroin. You will do. Yeah, there's that line.
Yeah?
I agree.
I don't know. Yeah. I went to coke in the 80s. It was the law. I had to do coke. And I never wanted to do anything more than that. And once me and my brother at one point just went, this stuff is just really bad. And we just stopped doing
coke
it.
Coke in and of itself is not fun, at least in my opinion.
It's not. That first toot is great. You're fucking. And if you're doing something, like you're out with your friends, you're doing something, it's fucking awesome. But the rest of the night, you're just trying to recapture that first blast. But then, like, if you're doing it at home and nothing to do, you're just staring out the window because you hear cops.
You're just staying awake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Staying awake.
Increase the paranoia. Like,
it's not.
But everything past coke is really
heroin.
Yeah, but I mean, it's heroin or it's freebasing or it's crack. And crack's great. But, like, it's
crack is whack.
Like, all of that stuff. But
have you done crack?
At once, yeah.
Detroit, that was the law.
Yeah, huh?
Was it great?
It was, yeah. It was. Well, somebody had rolled it into a joint and didn't tell me.
Oh.
All of a sudden, I was
never understand that.
It doesn't last, like, very long. Yeah. Like, pretty much till you, like, blow it out. But it's, like, the feeling you get, like, oof, God is just rubbing
does it
your
make
belly.
You, oh, okay. It doesn't, like, make you anxious or anything?
I can see how it would. It does to a degree, like freebasing does.
At least it's free.
Yeah.
yeah, true.
What an ironic name. Yeah. It literally costs you everything in your life.
Yeah.
They call it freebase.
Yeah.
Freebase. Yeah. Let him go.
Basically, that was just Rick James like, there's got to be a better way to do crack. Yeah.
I never understood why people would put stuff in joints and not tell anybody. Because it's like, it's more expensive than the weed itself.
Yeah, I feel from a drug dealer point of view, it's like you're just putting better drugs into my drugs.
You're trying to get them. Like, somebody will come back and go, hey, that was really good. Yeah. And be like, oh, shit, I gave you the one with this in it.
You want.
And then you go, you want some?
I want some blue magic. Yeah.
No, your friends.
It's just a good friend.
Right,
I want you to experience new
a
things.
A good friend.
Yeah.
Heroin is good, too, though.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
And heroin and opiates.
No, I've never done any heroin or anything like that.
Well, needles.
I know you don't need needles to do heroin, but you. I can't. Needles in general. Needles and snort. I have done coke a couple times. It's not really my thing, but I think that's how I realize I have ADHD or something, though. You take it and then you're like, oh, I'm like clear. Is this how it's supposed to be?
Basically, just. Yeah, your brain is working as Adderall to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you're like, wow, I can.
Which I have and am selling. Oops.
It's to the point where you start sucking cock for coke when you know there's a problem.
Yeah.
You either have a problem or you're Rich Voss.
Well, then I have a food problem.
Sucking dick for nothing, though, which I've done for years.
Right?
That's true.
At least you're getting something from. Yeah. Why is it considered more morally or ethically acceptable to snort coke for free or to blow someone for free?
Yeah.
And then getting something for it, you're a whore.
Right.
I don't get it.
I don't get why so many
women keeping
dealers.
Each other down is what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
I don't know why so many coke dealers accept a blowjob from a man as payment. Where they're like, all right, well, I guess you're just going to have to suck my cock.
Put on this wig.
Well, that's why they do it through a hole so they don't have to know that it's a guy.
Right,
you know what I mean? They're like, just let me clear my brain for a minute and I'll meet you.
I think only certain people ever got away with getting coke for a blowjob. And it wasn't the likes of Voss,
not the dude,
or Artie Lang, or anyone else.
Cheeseburgers and Menace to Society.
Right, right.
I would suck your dick. Come on, I got these cheeseburgers.
What'd you say?
I would suck dick for a coach purse.
Yeah. Are those still
depends
a thing?
Depends on the dick.
Yeah.
And the coach purse.
Yeah.
They've been a thing for a long time.
I never was into fancy bags, but I think it's because I couldn't afford them ever. So.
Well, yeah, I can't either. So.
I need pussy for an Arby's coupon.
And I don't like them. I just convinced myself I don't care. For an Arby's?
Probably.
Dude, their shakes are delicious. So
I
maybe
know.
Like an Arby's sandwich and a shake. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could get a milkshake.
Find an Arby's.
I mean, it depends on the pussy. I assume the dick as well, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to suck any dick.
No.
I mean, there's got to be levels.
I haven't been to an Arby's since I puked it up at the Bonnie and Clyde movie at the drive-in theater in 1968.
Right. Wow, what a memory.
I was 7 years old.
You're missing out. Go back to Arby's. It's great.
My dad and mom at the time, they were still together, barely, took me, thought it was a great idea to take me to go see Warren Beatty in Bonnie and Clyde when it came out at the drive-in. And I watched the movie, and I thought they were great, like, he was so charismatic, and Faye Dunaway was Bonnie, and she was awesome. And then at the end, they just get riddled with bullets and killed by the police, and it was horrifying. And I just, we had eaten Arby's before the drive-in, and I just puked all over my dad's car because my friends were being shot to pieces. Why is it people always getting shot? All my friends are being shot.
So you're like an emotional puker, like you're.
I was at 7, I think any 7-year-old is.
Yeah.
You know, at a birthday party and you don't get what you want, you'll throw up. You know?
Like that.
Still
true.
To this day. If I don't get what I want, I throw up.
Just to prepare you for your actual friend being shot.
Right, for my friend being shot.
You kind of not giving a fuck.
That was just
7 years later.
Toughening me up. He got mad at me once because I got a cramp in my leg at a horse show. We was at a horse show, and I was on the bleachers on the side, and I got a cramp in the back of your thigh. It really was terrible, and I was like, fuck up! And people are looking, and he comes running over, and he had all the sympathy of Sergeant Barnes from Platoon. Take the pain! Take the pain! And he said, he goes, if you ever scream like that again, you better have an arrow sticking out of your chest.
Wow.
Like, what year is this, Dad? What fucking year are we in where an arrow is going to be in my chest, Father? My friends are being shot by six shooters, and I may have an arrow in my chest at some point. I don't know what DeLorean my dad was driving. Just craziness. I loved every minute of it. It was hilarious.
Well, you're talking about pussy dads. That's how dads were back then. Even my dad, like, he could be fucking bleeding, and it's like, yeah, what?
Your dad was in the NOM.
He didn't give a fuck.
He didn't give a fuck, right. No. Anything that happened to you that made you cry or were depressed or pissed or anything, to him?
He didn't give
a shit. Get the fuck out of here.
No.
Oh, I know. You're alive. It's a good day. Yeah. Fucking Victor Charlie didn't get your ass.
You ever carry a man?
Right.
Through the weeds just so he still dies at the end?
You ever have your friend's head explode right next to you?
You ever rape
still have to keep it together?
You ever rape a slope and burn down a village? Wait, what is that? What? What was that one?
You ever bash a brain damaged kid's face in front of his mother? You ever see your head come apart like that? You don't belong in the NOM, man.
You ever make an ear necklace out of little girls? No, what? Necklace. I just want to give you a Fruit Loop necklace.
You ever shoot a little girl's mother right in front of her fucking face? Right in the head because she's going, yeah. Great movie.
I didn't, but I saw you do it the last time we went out to get Chinese.
Yeah. It's like, all right.
Yeah, no, dads don't. Well, because like, our dads were soldiers and men, and now there's we're all emasculated.
Exactly.
Because my dad is military, and so he was really strict growing up, and it was very, like, not emotion, like, everything. And now, like, he's kind of chilled out. My stepmom has chilled him out a lot, and he's more affectionate. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, you didn't teach me feelings. You can't have feelings now. Yeah. That's not what you taught me. Yeah, this isn't fair.
Do you have any old photos of him, like, in his uniform?
Yeah, totally. I'll send you to him. Check out my Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have my dad, pictures of my dad, like, on the beaches in Nam, just, like, shooting guns and just playing with shit, like, him and his friends.
And he's going to relate to, you know...
Yeah.
Your girlfriend broke up with you?
Yeah. Or even like when I got hit with a baseball, dude, beamed, and just fucking like my entire leg swelled up and he would not let me stop playing.
Yeah.
Like, no, it really fucking hurts.
It's
like,
still there.
You'll get ice in 2 hours.
It's gonna hurt whether or not you keep playing.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have wished for something like that back in the NOM.
Yeah. It's like I was like much to the team. I'm in right field.
Look how tough and great we all turned out.
Yeah see? Yeah. Not really a problem between us.
We're all emotionally stable.
Yeah, like all the dads had some kind of military going for them back then.
Or their dads did.
Or their dads
did. Dad in the home.
My dad was, he was in with an artillery unit, a tank unit. No war was going on at the time, which I think he was a little bummed about. He would have liked to have killed somebody, I think. kill some fucking person that doesn't look like him.
I think my dad was in Vietnam. I don't know what he did. Yeah? I know they sent him to Germany for like whatever it was.
Killing too many gooks
in
the NOM?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we heard about your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad was born in 46?
I think so. 46.
Yeah, mine was 47. They were probably in about the same time.
Wow.
Because they went to, I know that they put him in Germany and then sent him over.
Were buds.
And they might have been in the same platoon.
What kind of name is Landau?
Well, the real name's Donnelly, but then his dad walked out on him the day he was born, and some guy named Landau came in, so he just took that name.
Aw, nice.
Yeah, so.
By the way, that man, Martin Landau, Oscar winner. Yeah.
Whoa.
That man, the adventure of the Landau roof.
The Landau roof on the cars, right.
The land down under.
Yes.
Yes, you're poised to inherit the Landau fortune.
Yes. $38 a year. Landau roof.
Yeah, the Landau roof kind of took a dive after the 80s.
They put them on fucking Dodge Dynasties and we're like, what is this?
a Landau roof. It's on a Dart.
It's a half soft. Does it go down? No. It just looks weird.
I don't want anything half soft to remind me of my penis. You don't need that.
That's how guys let girls know.
Glass is always half soft.
that's our motto.
On the old Landau roof.
Yeah, that is pretty optimistic.
Landau's half soft.
But Landau is German and Jewish, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Odd little mix right there.
Yeah.
Self-hatred.
Yes, a lot of self-hatred. Right
there.
Because the German part of you hates the Jews, and the Jewish part of you hates the Jews.
Right. Self-hate.
A lot of hate.
Yeah. My grandparents' lovely story about meeting at camp.
Sorry. No, it's not as cute as it sounds.
No,
surface people.
I had to sneak her out of there.
Yeah, they had matching
pajamas.
That's
actually really romantic. That's like
way more romantic than a lot of other things.
Yeah, that's true. It would be nice. Kind of like The Notebook, where they die together at the beginning.
You think any Holocaust survivor ever played those numbers in the lotto and won?
Oh, for sure. And won,
like,
no.
Think of the irony there.
How funny would
like,
that
be? Like, the worst part, the reminder of the worst moment in your life, and it actually is the only reason you would have won the lottery.
I see those all these numbers. Old people, like, they still have the tattoo. Why don't they go get it turned into an elephant or something?
That's
like,
true.
Because that's part of their life.
Or that show, that tattoo, remake tattoos where you get a bad tat and then they redo it with some cover it up.
Yeah, you don't have the cred anymore.
But, like, you can be like, oh, look closely between the elephant's legs. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, because they probably.
How odd would it be, though, to take it, have it redone into an eagle with a swastika on it? Like a fucking white supremacist tat.
Eagle.
I'm going to cover that up.
Holding in his feet. It's just the flag of your numbers.
Right, right.
And you're like, oh, fuck.
It's holding it, but it's an eagle with the fucking swastika.
Trying to throw him off the scent.
Wow, you are really odd.
No, I'm not Jewish. Look, I hate look. Him. I hate him too.
I haven't made just into a swastika. No, I'm one of you. It's fine. I haven't been able to get a job since the war.
Not welcome.
Oh.
The best story of the day has to be all of these people getting arrested for the college admission scheme. I guess they're talking about it on the
Did you
five.
See Lori Loughlin's daughter?
I did. She is a blithering idiot.
It's not good to record that after you've been.
No. She, of course, she's pretty. She looks like her mom. But there's something kind of weirdly plastic about her.
Aunt Becky.
Well, yeah, but she's like, I just want to go for the experience of partying and
This
boys.
Is after?
I thought it was after. Was it right before?
The interview was recorded before the scandal.
Before the scandal. Okay.
Yeah, and then the scandal happens, and you realize she didn't even want to go to school.
Wow.
Like, that was probably why she couldn't get in based on her own merits, because she didn't want to go to fucking college. So why are you going to give a shit about your SATs and whatevs?
Yeah.
So here she is. Let's listen to her.
Back together with your ex. Right now, I'm going to probably say no, just because we're on, like, such
I would hold that bun like the top of a fleshlight.
I guess I just don't really know him anymore.
Just fucking let it rock.
I think if we were to see each other, it'd be like nothing's ever happened, because we've always had that relationship where it's just been, like, super easy to talk to him.
Could you pause this for a second?
I just wish she had more eyebrows.
I can't see where they are.
By the way, when you listen to her talk, this is exactly like AOC. This is fucking AOC to a T. But AOC is a politician now, that what she says is important. This dumb bim is just someone that needed 100 large to get into college.
This one seems, though, more to me like just that Hollywood spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, this is
I
a,
can't
a,
handle
but she's
it.
But she's been coddled and told she's pretty and smart, even though she isn't, because people have been constantly trying to get into her pants. Just like AOC. When she's tending bar in Queens, all the old guys are like, you're so pretty. You're so smart.
I'll vote for you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of running for office. Oh, you got my vote. Meanwhile, the guy's a Trump guy. You don't give a fuck about. He just wants, you know, have her suck his dick or something.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's what they've been doing this whole time?
Yes!
Oh my
that's
God,
all they want. More drinks and to fuck you. If you're an attractive female bartender, that's what it is. Every guy sitting across
are
the bar.
Saying
more booze. I want to fuck you. Keep it honest, at least. Jesus H. Let's hear more from this idiot.
But I don't see us getting back together in the future. Right now, I think he's really happy.
You and your brain?
With his life.
Broke
I'm really,
up
really happy in my life. Like,
good makeup.
The happiest I've ever been.
I like her eyes.
Really, she knows how to contour.
Right now, the answer's no.
I think her cheeks are fake.
I don't know what the
I think she might just
holds,
be contouring.
Just,
like, that's a...
It might be contouring. It's like...
What it is?
Look more
maybe real. They're full of nuts.
Do you think she...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think your life has changed.
She's storing them balls for winter.
Very lucky.
I do think it's changed in different
very,
ways,
very
such
lucky.
As like work opportunities and stuff, but also it's been a lot harder for me to put myself out there with different friends. I'm
no,
always thinking, oh, they just want to use me. They want my followers. Like, it's so terrible, and I don't think I'm, like, famous or hot shit, but, like,
but
it's
you
just
do
something
I am.
When you have a following, it's kind of always in the back of your mind because you're so freaked out about it, especially for me growing up with a famous mom.
This is just somebody who has never struggled in their life.
Ever.
Like, what's wrong with her? It's
ever.
Like she hasn't lived.
Did you just hear her? She's struggling every day. She doesn't
oh,
know
that's right.
Do you know how hard it was for her to grow up with a famous mom and have money? Come on.
It's so hard.
Every day. I just was so different.
Especially since I threw all my real friends under the bus when I was younger.
Like, come back to me when your dad pushes you down the stairs. Like, that builds character.
It's hard for me to put myself out there, which is why I'm recording this and putting myself out there. God damn.
Just have trouble talking.
Yeah, you know how difficult it was to come back from the set of Full House when I was a kid and go to school and have all the kids jealous of me because I was, you know, meeting, what's his name?
John
Stamos. Yeah.
I left my stench on Jesse Consopoulos' fingers.
What?
Did you know how hard it is that all my privileges came with like a little bit of consequence, a little bit?
Yeah, like a tiny bit. Everything wasn't exactly perfect.
I wasn't born with blue eyes.
Which, I'm sorry.
I kind of brush it off now just because I've grown up feeling that way. This sounds weird and I know it's not relatable, so a lot of people are going to be like...
No, everyone.
What? But I guess it's just how I feel. I'm just a little bit more...
It was a great zoom in.
It was a good little edit.
And, like, self-conscious about who I let into my life. But since I'm going to college, I need to work on just
there you go. You grab that bun.
Good in people before everyone.
She's trying to shift her brain into second. Taking out at first.
I'm going to put that bun in the oven.
There's no brain is up to $8,000. She needs to shift into fucking second.
There's no third or fourth. It's only reverse.
Enough time.
Yeah, it's stuck in reverse. I think there's a problem with the linkage. I hit it with a hammer.
Put it into manual.
Clutch is destroyed.
I smell something burning while she's trying to think.
Like, such a big question I get, so I'm gonna answer it.
All right.
Will you be attending college, and if not, what's the next step on your career you wish to focus on?
When was this video made?
I'm doing both.
August 14th, 2018.
Okay.
Oh, so right as she was going into the
college. She's still in the college, right? Now that this is the story is breaking loose, everybody must know, like her peers must know that she didn't deserve it.
They saw this video and they're like, this bitch did not earn her way into USC.
Are we surprised, though, that she was let in on that?
No, that's the thing. Is anybody surprised by any of this? Like, I thought people bought their kids into college all the time.
I thought that's
good as having money if you can't bribe people to get things you need.
It's like, what, because it wasn't the right kind of donation? It's like, they should have fucking built something on campus instead. Like, why did they only give them money instead of, like, building something?
Just build a fucking wing,
that happens all of the time.
That's how you do it.
That's why that buildings are named after people on campuses.
Like a donation.
Yeah.
Like, nobody.
So I just don't understand how it's legal.
Well, in colleges, especially when like she's in, they've always been elitist. So maybe, why is that a shock?
Maybe it's only illegal if you're that dumb. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's probably a clause where it's
I don't
like,
know.
Could you not
I don't
record
know.
A video and say we did this?
Well, they paid to have somebody else take her SATs for her.
Yeah.
Really? Yes. The whole story, it was like her and Felicity Huffman, right? Like, she's with William H. Macy, and they're both sets of parents. Like, they're in the news right now because, like, it was like so odd. They did the most. Like, paid people to take their SATs for them. Like, they paid an adjudicator or somebody, like, administrator to, like, take the SATs for them.
Take the test.
They scored 400 more points than they normally would have.
But William H. Macy and his wife had two kids and got them both in by saying that they were a member of the crew. Yeah. Like, you know, those skinny little boats that rich people row in rivers that don't have a ripple on them?
Right.
Yeah. That's what they said they did. And they never... ever, even they probably wouldn't know what it's called or anything. Yeah.
Which leaves almost zero chance for all the black crew rowers to get into college.
They would superimpose their kids' faces on other kids' faces and be like, oh, look, this is her doing the sport.
Yeah. They tried to get a Mexican team. They kept jumping out of the boat and just
swimming. I don't know what it was.
I'm better at this.
No, trust me, be faster.
Leroy drowned day one.
Yeah. Any of the black guys. Yeah. They were always overweight because they were wearing life jackets.
Just with
pool floaties. No, this is just a bulletproof jacket.
You can't row with those big puffed up floaties.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's hear what you said about college. That was what was coming up.
I'm going to be attending college. If you know where I'm going, please just don't comment it down below. I just don't want to deal with that.
That's already my big fear
of meeting people at my college that are just going to use me. I just don't want to call attention to it at all. Again, I don't think it's because I'm famous or anything like that, but it's just stuff that's happened in the past in my life that just freaks me out. Whatever, it's my own issue.
Your parents paying off
And then what's the next step in my career? I'm actually going to be doing both. So I'll be going to college and I'll still be working on YouTube. And I have two really, really big things coming out this year. One was supposed to come out in August, but
I pushed it way back.
I can't. Not way back. It'll still come out in the next few months. But I did push it back a lot.
She didn't want to go to college. She wants to be a YouTube star.
At all.
That's
her
deal.
I mean, she's good at makeup.
Every fucking kid now that's kind of pretty.
Well, that's her generation.
Yeah.
That's it. I could do makeup tips. First, you gotta. Isn't it funny, like, girls doing makeup tips, they put all the makeup on first before they start smearing it around?
First you put on big man eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah.
And have butt cheeks for a face.
I suggest you watch You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx for eyebrow modeling tips. Big, giant.
You know when you go into a joke store?
Yeah. Just buy the glasses, nose, and eyebrows. Now cut off the glasses and nose. Now glue the eyebrows to your face. Presto. Perfect.
And a landing strip left over.
Right.
It's just, I'm not surprised about any of this, and who fucking cares?
The parents wanted her to go to college, and they're like, you're going to college. I don't want to go, and my grades aren't that good. Don't worry, we'll take care of that. You're going to college.
Well, and they weren't on the rowing team. Who gives a fuck? What, are they going to lose their Nike sponsorships eventually? It's nothing. Everybody lies on an application.
Of course.
I didn't.
No.
I went to community college.
I got into Nebraska all on my own.
I actually, because I was a springboard diver in high school.
Oh,
I was approached by a scout.
Pedophile?
No, I wish, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't that pretty. I was approached by a scout from Brown, and I actually, didn't pursue it because I was like, oh, I'm not smart enough to go to Brown. Like, I'm not going to fit
in.
Wow.
Like,
I actually took Fairfield U, which is, Mac conference, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this seems like just the opposite, you know?
What did you go for that turned you into a comedian?
I went for communications, and I was a woman. This is my fucking high school! Again. They showed this earlier.
Dude, I'd have been all over you.
Yeah. That curly hair.
That's not a bad photo.
So pretty goddamn cute right there with your curly little locks.
That was,
did you find that?
I don't want to date you.
High school. They found it because I was on a podcast where we talked about.
Oh, okay.
High school. All these fuckers.
I was like very. I mean, I'm still a little impressed,
but
I was like very impressed.
Right there.
I was like, please do not find mine.
Show my picture if you want her to feel better.
Oh, Jesus.
Communications major, women's studies minor.
Yeah, show my high school picture.
Communications.
And then women's studies minor.
All right, that's
four
pretty
whole classes worth, which is entitled.
At least the communications part's in there.
Yeah.
So you did graduate.
Yes, of course.
What did you do?
I started mechanical engineering and I finished construction engineering.
Oh, my goodness.
God, so you could fix an elevator.
I build things. You know how important that is?
I should be making money doing that.
Well, my brother was a civil. He went to RPI. Yeah. Civil engineer is just like the engineer that's real nice to all the other engineers.
Because
I didn't graduate high school. I watched TV.
So I bet you're great at references.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Yep.
And my mom and dad said I'd never amount to anything because I just sat in front of the television set impersonating the people I saw on television 24 hours a day.
I graduated
for
5 years. So
5 years?
You could do
5 years.
What did you study?
YouTube.
And then in college. No,
yes.
In college I didn't graduate. Film and film and theater. And I got a certificate of achievement in film and theater.
Oh, my goodness.
You have it with you to show us?
Of course I do.
You got to carry that around. Is it in a frame on your wall?
No.
Here's my certificate. Please don't wet up the couch.
No, I was going to get an associate's in film, but then I took all the film and theater classes, and then I'm like, oh, you can get a certificate of achievement? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, I'm going to go then.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned everything I wanted, then I left.
Yeah.
Smart. I should have dropped out earlier.
Well, you heard what Kevin Smith did. He was going to school, I think NYU, film school, and it cost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, from what he was seeing, he wasn't going to learn anything really practical about filmmaking. So he took his tuition, left school.
Bought a black jacket.
Right. Bought a hockey jersey and never left it.
Oh.
No, and then maxed out his credit cards and made Clerks. So he liked just practical.
Cool.
Filmmaking, and I don't think that works for everybody, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes
only
you'll end up destitute.
Could give you that sort of confidence, though, I think, at an
you
age.
Think that's it?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking, let me bust out on my own. Like,
He was probably able to make some, networking things happen.
Sure.
Right,
it's all about about meeting people.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, that was a pretty amazing film to get into Sundance, when you think about it.
Yeah, I know, because it was.
I think
cheesy.
The black and white element made people be like, oh, it's artistic, not the fact that it's all the money he had.
That probably is what happened. They're like, ooh, this is very artsy.
Yeah, it's like, no, you just can't afford color film.
It's every goofy
it's like when a hot
Kevin
person
Smith movie, but it's artistic.
Yeah.
Because it's in black and white.
You had to put those, what do you call them? On the store,
you had to cover the windows.
Yeah, because he had gum in the locks, but it was just because he couldn't afford a camera that would adjust lighting.
Yeah. On the cheap. That's right. You want to watch cheap movies or big budget movies? I would go to deepdiscount.com.
Can you get the cheap The King of Detroit on there?
You can, indeed. The King of Detroit is available on Deep Discount. Very funny. I saw somebody commenting on that just yesterday on social media.
Yes, yes.
Discount awesome. Shark, do, 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 do. Discount shark, do, 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 do. No, discount shark.
Discount shark, do, 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 do. Discount shark.
Discount shark.
All right. the worst part of that is people without kids that know that song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a song?
It's the most popular song. Like every kid under.
Yeah, I have nieces and nephews and people that come over for parties and stuff. I built a carnival in my backyard.
Wow.
You do have a dinosaur, though. Compound Media, great site to find all your favorites at great prices, too. All this month, no price is safe during their Shark Madness sale. Be sure to look for the coupon codes and icons for extra savings. Classics, hard-to-find titles, and new releases, too, all in one great place. That would be deepdiscount.com. Stop wasting time. What do you do? Oh, my God, you grab your remote. Here's you. Here's you at night. Half hour goes by. Your chick is there. You throw her the remote. I don't. There's nothing on. You find something, and then she goes for a half hour. An hour goes by. You're searching. Why not just go to the movies you already bought on Deep Discount? And go. Let's watch this. If it was on, we would watch it anyway. From halfway through, watch from the beginning. My God, no more commercials. No edits. No bad streams. No buffering. All the time with the buffering. Celebrate St. Patty's Day with a little drunk history, don't you know? Buy season 1 through 4 for just $10 each at deepdiscount.com. Watch and learn as historical tales are taught by totally wasted storytellers and narrated by guest stars. The DVD includes special features and outtakes you just don't get unless you own the goddamn thing. You love to watch, don't you? You love watching all those outtakes. Don't you love deleted scenes?
I do.
I watched all the deleted scenes, outtakes, and extra documentary footage from Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. I started in 2014. I'm almost done. Thank you. You're going to find new releases, too. DeepDiscount.com. Out this week, Mortal Engines. That is from the filmmakers of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Get it at a great price at DeepDiscount.com. Deeply discounted. That's what it means. So many titles, great prices. Own your passion forever. Forever.
Forever.
Anyone know what movie that's from?
Sandlot.
Very good. You could get that at deepdiscount.com, too. And, of course, Garrett.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
Thanks, Deep Discount, indeed.
Oh, God. This is the song.
Oh, my God. I like this little boy. Michael Jackson. Shark doo doo. Oh, my God.
Uncle Shark.
On the way. Clinch your ass. Do, 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 do. Your ass.
Michael Shark. Do, do.
Michael Shark. Grandma Shark thinks she's a crab. But she's got
Grandma Shark has no teeth, so she's very safe.
This kid's really working it, right?
Well, yeah, he's getting into college for free.
Oh. So now they're sharks, right?
Yeah, I mean, after
now
this.
Now, why are they the victim?
Because he's got to put together an iPhone after this.
This is what he had to do after he fucked up that sneaker that basketball player was wearing.
This is how he has fun.
Oh, they're safe. This kid's so gay.
Aww.
Sorry.
It's crabs!
Now it's the end. Yeah, little kids will sing this until, by the way, that is now going to be stuck in your head for fucking years.
Forever.
I'll be on the subway. I'm like.
I think it teaches kids not to be scared of sharks, which I am concerned
about. Is that good? It teaches kids. Yeah, should have taught that little Kittner boy that song. I don't want that little Kittner boy spilling out all over the dock. Like to prove that, wouldn't you? Get your name in the National Geographic. Mayor Vaughn. Baby shark doo 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 doo. Look, Brody. So Lori Loughlin, we talked about that. Her school, her daughter's pretty but stupid.
Surprise.
Trump grounded those planes?
Oh, good. Are they naughty?
Grounded. You're grounded. Not to fly for
not
a week.
Even.
So you apologize to your mother.
Apologize to your plane.
Yeah, yeah. So there's this 737 MAX 8, they call it. And it's a modified 737. And apparently it likes to crash. Mm. Likes to crash.
Two of them have crashed so far?
Two of them have crashed. But the thing is, one was Malaysian and one was Ethiopian.
Mm.
And I could just imagine the pilots.
For hungry.
What are they were starving.
Starving.
You know how hard
please
it is to work on
feed me
stomach.
Before I fly this.
My bloated stomach just touched the wrong button.
It keeps pushing the stick forward with my hunger. Oh, there are flies all over the gauges. See how stereotypical that is? Ethiopia. I think it's training. I think there is a problem with the plane, but the problem is kind of what it's supposed to do. But if you don't know it's supposed to do it, it's going to be a problem. If, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, I think the plane has mechanisms to keep it from stalling, keep it from climbing too steep and falling out of the sky because it doesn't have enough wind beneath its wings. So it'll do that, but if the pilot doesn't realize it's doing it, he doesn't know how to correct it.
Oh.
So, first of all, it shouldn't just do it randomly, but the pilot does have to pay attention to certain things.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they're not paying attention or they haven't been trained, it is amazing. I was talking about it yesterday, how many untrained pilots just do not trust the plane. Don't trust the instruments. They'll be like, no, I feel like we're flying straight and level. And meanwhile, the plane's like, nah.
Perhaps the parents paid so that these kids could get into pilot school.
Pilot school. That's another thing I'm
they
thinking.
Weren't
that's probably what happened.
Yeah. Rich
in Ethiopia,
parents.
They paid one hamburger, which is a fortune.
I was thinking,
they're starving. Get it?
Yeah. I was thinking about like flying an airplane must be like terrifying. But then I'm like, well, you die more in cars. And when you're in a car, you care about the people that are in the car. But when you're in an airplane, it's just filled with assholes.
Bang!
So you don't even care.
You know what that was? A car accident.
Yeah.
You were just talking. Oh. And then bang, and then it's over like that. You didn't know it. That's the problem. There are more car accidents, but it's like that. A plane, it's like, how much longer? Ah! Oh, it'll be another 5 minutes before we
crash.
You're
going to finish that Bloody Mary? Give it to me.
It's the dear wife, I love you.
Is the cockpit soundproof, though, so it's a little nicer for you?
Oh, yeah,
I'd hope it'd be nicer for the pilot.
I'm talking purely for the driver and the pilot.
Yeah,
they're just
purely.
You said
door.
Bang, but then you got to look in the back and your kids are dead.
We're okay up here.
If you're a school bus driver, you're luckily the only one buckled in.
Yeah. Land first class, but not coach.
People don't know first class has a little capsule that pops out with a parachute.
Really?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The Jetsons?
Just an amorc egg forms around you and you take
off. Forms around you, take off, and you just watch all the cheap, poor people plummet.
And you get to lay down.
When you land, you get a sandwich.
A little bed pod. Oh, we're here already? Wow. It's that burning. So he grounded the rest of the fleet.
Is that true, like they say in Fight Club, the oxygen is really just to make you high before you die so you don't scream?
I think primarily it's there to keep you breathing at 20,000 or 30,000 feet.
I don't know, but I kind of think that there might be something to that. Yeah. Like, that's what they say. Is
it's to circulate the air so not everyone's, like, sick and coughing so much in your face. Like, it blows around.
Keep people from screaming, I guess, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if a plane's going down.
That's so that farts can diffuse more. I don't know.
Breathe normally. I like that one. I can't breathe normally playing a video game. Of flying a plane when it's in trouble. I can't breathe. I'm going to just sit there and...
Relax.
This is relaxing.
I've flown 4,000 times. I still have no idea what to do. And then if I'm in the exit row, they're like, you're going to help, right? I'm like, yeah.
Myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's how I'll help.
Be the first one out for sure.
Follow me.
Yeah.
Right.
I yelled this way. Sorry about your kid.
I'll fucking toss that little.
Follow my voice. Ah!
Wee. You'll hear me go wee down the slide.
Wee.
That's it. Wee. With all my fucking carry-on, too.
And your carry-on.
Right.
I'm not going to stand there and be a hero. That's nonsense.
Leave your bags here. Fuck you.
You can make up a story later like you were anyway. You know what I mean?
Like they don't know.
Heroes are subjective.
Yeah.
Unless you close the door behind you. You can
even
pretty
then,
much get away with this.
Yeah, if you put the emergency door back.
With that, you're just pushing it back.
Someone's face is in
it's just like blowing up. blowing up condoms and making little raft tubes for people and passing them out. Like, wow, she's a whore, but she really helped out.
When you get to the end, you take out a pen and just pop the slide.
Or like somebody shits down the slide. I'm sorry.
I wonder how many times that's happened.
Yeah, how funny would
that be? Shit themselves and it's like, oh God, I can't go down that slide.
I always chart an emergency.
Yeah. I bet a lot of piss and shit happens during those
fucking... That's why I'm going to appear like, wouldn't you just start having sex with somebody? I'm like, as you're dying, dying though? Like,
first of all, you're a legend if you could hold half a rod.
I know, if you can get in
a plane crash.
I always pick out when I board a plane, I pick out who I'm going to rape.
You're going to
rape. If the plane goes down.
Dude, right.
Nothing makes me harder than a baby's final screams.
Yeah. That's it. Hi.
Hi.
Where were you going?
You were.
This is baby's first plane crash.
I'll give you $1,000 if you can make it like the plane's gonna crash. Oh boy.
Oh shit. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess they'll find out what's wrong with that whole fucking thing. There are not many of any aircraft's airlines fleet, so
do you invest?
Worry about it.
In Boeing?
I didn't invest in Boeing. I'm heavied up on Netflix right now. How's Netflix doing?
It's chilling.
Is it chilling today?
And chilling.
I bought Netflix Amazon a little while ago. Have they gone back up? Invested
in
them.
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah. Yeah, I bought Netflix for May options on Netflix.
Why did what happened to Netflix? Are they getting some?
No, they've just been doing kind of good.
Yeah.
No, they've had some good announcements and some of their movies and everything like that. Pretty goddamn good.
I invested in skincare.
Is that today? Up $4.94.
That's a great investment.
That's good for Anthony.
That's not bad
at all.
Nice.
$4.94 up on the day.
That's a nice drawing.
That's 1 month.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's good.
How much does Blockbuster regret that meeting?
What meeting?
Netflix came to them and wanted to partner with them with their whole idea, and they're like, get out of here.
Sending
DVDs and tapes of the future.
Right.
Wow.
You leave here.
Yeah,
man were meant to fly. He'd have wings.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is like 2004.
Yeah.
Wow.
When they were inventing the train, or they wanted a train to have a cross-country railroad, they were like, hey, people get cross country and get city to city so much faster. They go up to 80 miles an hour. And some guy was like, if man attains speeds greater than 30 miles per, he will surely perish. Like, they didn't even think people could go that fast. Yeah. Like, and just live.
Their skin will leave their face.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, fucking Orville Wright is fucking gluing wings to a bike and making his autistic brother ride it.
Meanwhile, there's guys in Ethiopia just running that fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Usain
Bolt is going more than 30. Yeah.
The Ethiopia and Kenya has a lot of very smart people there that try to build their own planes. And
it's got a lot to run away
from. YouTube,
and
it's hilarious. Find out one of those guys. We talk about this every so often, but like that Ethiopian airliner must have just been like science fiction. I don't know. It just seems like Ethiopia. You'll see a couple of people that, knowing nothing about aeronautics, trying to build an airplane.
Because they glue like a piece of a propeller to part of a submarine.
Everything weighs a ton.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't know about, you got to make planes lightweight and strong.
It's probably cheaper than Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, it probably is. You know,
like cheapo air. Oh, Ethiopia. Yeah,
look at this guy. What is it? We've passed this point already.
I made a nicer plane in Boy Scouts than this thing.
Yeah. Aww. So here,
it looks like my vibrator.
Yeah. Up, up, and away.
What size is it too, huh?
I am going to fly to a new land of freedom and wealth and fortune.
We will send back food.
I promise.
Yes. Wish me luck, everybody.
The guy with the best shirt always gets to hold the controller.
Yeah. What does this do?
I'm Amaratu Earhart.
We made the rudder out of cement.
It's called upendo. That just says.
We're gonna bring back arms for babies.
Upend? I don't think so.
Wow, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Look at the kid in the white shirt, though.
No arms?
Does he have no arms?
Yeah.
He's either cold. He could just be.
How did he button that shirt then?
Cold. I think he's cold.
How did he button the shirt? You think
he's just got a weird ass body.
Africa?
Yeah, maybe put them in.
Might be cold.
Why isn't he at the Shriners Hospital?
Why isn't he?
Probably nothing else to do.
These the rich kids.
Cut your arms off?
Like, oh yeah, those look like gone.
Oh yeah, something. He looks like he's 40 with no arms.
Why couldn't somebody tuck the sleeves in for him? You know, like stick them in.
Oh my God! Nice button shirt.
He's gonna play.
Look at this paisley shirt he's got on.
If I had to, somebody God. There it would be.
Maybe he just flew back from 1974.
Yeah, I just finished recording a porn.
He'd be a good guy to get AIDS from.
Those are all the AIDS cures over there. Those young girls.
Why do they always look like they're posing for a photo?
Yeah, looks like a class photo. Or something. Upendo. That's not a good name for a plane.
No.
You don't want it to upend.
No. There can be no stopping
him. Like the landing gear structure itself looks so fucking heavy. That's like a 747 landing gear. Like you see landing gear on planes, they're lightweight aluminum. Oh my God.
Oh no, it's crooked. It's crooked.
I love this guy.
Does that thing take quarters?
Holy shit. Yeah, they're putting it in front of a Vons. Yeah.
Can you believe we got this in 2 days with Amazon Prime?
Oh, my God.
By the way, is National Geographic taping this and just, like, not telling them?
Yeah. Oh, what, they need another piece?
There's a piece missing. Grab one off the truck.
You don't know. Look at look how heavy it is. This is not going to...
Oh, yeah.
Are those the wings? Have they seen a plane?
The
remember someone saying it, they all look like a child's drawing of a plane. Like nothing to do with aeronautics.
You'd have better luck flying the animals.
There we go. That's looking a little bit better.
Oh my God. Everything's so heavy though. What are those things on the back?
Looks just like a.
Is this from Wakanda? Is this one of their spaceships? Oh, he's welding? That's good. Without a mask.
No goggles at all.
No fucking mask.
I was just going to say.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. They're just going to turn it into a genocide machine anyway. Oh. We start the motor and run it through the Hutu.
We can use the propeller to cut ham very fast.
It is the night of the long propellers. We run it through the Tutsis.
We ran out of fuel, so we hope this Gatorade will help.
Yes.
Look at the fucker. Look, it looks like the same people watching the other plane.
Oh.
For doors, we have hope.
Oh. Maybe it's a float for a parade.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's
so adorable. It's just cute.
Precious.
If it's doing really that bad on the earth, do you really want it in the air?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Innovator.
Innovator.
Man, I need to move to this country.
Oh my God. I've never heard that slur in my life.
I'd like to be.
Oh, what happened? The wheel broke? I can only imagine.
One of the wheelbarrow wheels seems to have come undone.
A wheelbarrow wheel.
Look at the fucking...
I can only imagine, like, that is a place where it's completely restricted airspace. Like, a plane has never flown over that place.
Oh, yeah.
To look and go, oh, that's what it looks like, and that's what it does.
Oh, whatever dictator is running that country will have it shot down.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Oh, shit, what is this? Wait, what is that?
Oh.
It's like a fan from a miniature tractor.
A miniature golf course.
21-year-old saved up to build this.
Inventor.
Lax license.
Kiambu.
I changed my last name to Inventor. Because that is what I am now.
What is this guy strapping into?
Why? That's the problem?
Right.
Oh my God! Oh, good luck with that.
Of this country,
I filled this.
Anybody with a license would know this wouldn't fly.
We're aware he's unlicensed.
That belongs on top of a mini golf thing. That propeller.
I am the pilot now.
I think they got a copy of the Rocketeer over there.
Why would he? Oh Jesus!
This
the speed hop. Is that a shock absorber?
Wow!
And his dress shoes.
And his nicest pants.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
That's not an airplane part. Yeah. Is that Boeing approved?
It's not even a good knot.
No, it's not even good string. It's yarn.
Capable of engineering.
So as my vision was,
is that aviation grade shoelace?
Now I decided to come up with my own.
He looks
high. Changed my name to George so I could fit in my new life.
You have a helmet and no face mask.
The helmet's not gonna do shit.
Yeah.
Start that fucker up, man.
Well, the helmet will hold the brains in.
Maybe that's it. Polytech Timbu, a Kenya Polytech graduate. 21-year-old saved up to build this machine.
One day I want to date Kendall Jenner. I'm hoping I can get to America.
Oh, my God.
I'll have all the Kardashians I want.
That is
the only one left.
Dude, he welded blades onto a tire rim, and that's the propeller. I don't know if you know how well-balanced a propeller has to be.
That's my aunt. She's losing her hair.
I don't think anybody should complain about
being... took some of it to tie something.
Right, something. They had to use their hair.
Give me your weave, please.
The entire village sacrificed their weaves so we may tie all the cables together to work the rudder.
The women worked tirelessly weaving together the pubes from the men in the village.
I can't get enough of that. It's just, it's so innocent and funny to me.
It's cute.
There are planes. You don't have to invent a plane.
Talk about poor. He saved up his whole life.
Aww. Yeah. I got you. I got an idea. Use all those parts to build a well to get water. Because that's all you need, really, is a
build a well.
Oh, here we go.
Build a well.
A helicopter. Well, this is a bold innovation. Oh, Jesus Christ.
This belongs at a mini golf. Yeah.
I like helicopter crashes because they're so graceful right until that tip of the rotor hits.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's always.
He probably just like dramatically broke up with his girlfriend and then got into this thinking he would speed away. And then she just has to watch him and like she's shaking her head going, God damn it.
Get out of that infernal machine.
The guy stole my wallet.
He's very slowly getting away.
I'll give him credit. It is flying.
Yeah.
It is flying.
Well, it's hovering. Yeah.
He seems to have some type of control over it. Well, he did. Oh, no. Cut the throttle.
My life savings.
You know how lucky...
Someone's laughing.
You know how lucky he is he's not decapitated?
I broke my huge penis.
My giant black penis is
ruined. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Someone
can fix it. My father's a TV repairman.
I'm going to have to get back together with her.
I never understand why they don't just cut the throttle whenever they start bouncing like that, because I've seen so many helicopters. They go to take off. Videos and it's like nah, 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 and they start getting a little squirrely, but they try to just cut the fucking throttle.
I'm gonna go on a limb here. He doesn't have a throttle to cut.
You don't think he had a throttle?
I think he's steering that thing with a go-kart wheel.
He had a throttle.
Dude, he's spinning in circles.
He's standing in front of the wreckage going, next time include a throttle.
Yeah. The pilots of tomorrow today. That's the video.
The helicopter has been invented.
Yeah.
Watch a video of I don't know.
Have you ever seen like
Apache or a fucking Black Hawk?
The first parachute guy in Paris.
One of my favorites.
It's the best, dude.
One of my favorite clips ever.
No.
He basically invented the parachute, but he's like, okay, we're gonna use
his confidence
dummy.
Outweighed his technical skills.
His ego won. Because he's like, I don't need a mannequin. I just need me. And when you look at it, do you have that clip?
A lot of firsts in this one, too, because it was the first kind of viral video.
Yeah, it really was.
I think the first France's home videos.
Yes.
France's funniest home videos. So here's this guy. He's got a parachute, which
is
very bulky
a parachute.
Is this not a Charlie Chaplin movie?
No, think it was.
Oh, no!
He actually left a hole in the ground.
Oh, my God.
He's in the ground. He's not even
They carried him out. Look at the hole he left.
He buried himself.
That is hilarious. And then Laurel and Hardy came out and went,
Well, I won't be doing that.
Good day.
Golden impression.
Chaplin just twirled a cane and walked.
Yeah, yeah. Duck. It's,
so he jumped off the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
We should put lights on this to distract the people the next time someone jumps to their death.
Maybe they should call it the Eiffel Tower. I don't know. Oh, monument humor. Right, Chip.
Funny.
All right, Chip, we get it.
So what's got you laughing today?
Right? Tonight I'm doing Chip.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you, and
you and myself will be on the Chip Chipperson podcast. It'll air Sunday, but we tape it. You know, you can't trust Chip to do a live show. Let's see what. Oh, speaking of AOC, she's just a doll. We love her. She's so funny. I don't know. Why are we giving her the hyphen thing? She's not married, right? It's not like Hillary Rodham Clinton.
She just has a long name.
Yeah, it's just a lot. Take the Ocasio bullshit out. You're Allie Cortez. That's your name.
You're A. Cortez.
Hey, Allie. Allie Cortez. They called her Alex or something. Alex Cortez sounds like a fucking baseball player.
Yeah, or a drug smuggler.
Drug smuggler. El Chapo. She was, of course, again, getting in someone's face. This guy was from Wells Fargo, CEO of Wells Fargo. And during questioning, she makes some accusations, and he has to answer them. This is what transpired.
That's correct.
I'm interested in the human rights abuses and environmental disasters that some say are financed by your bank, Wells Fargo. In a recent Guardian article by Crystal Tubles and Matt Remley, they stated, Wells Fargo has pursued profits without principles by investing in private prisons, for-profit immigration detention centers, loan shark-like payday lending, and holding much of the bond debt, strangling Puerto Rico's efforts to lift itself out of its financial crisis. Is it true that Wells Fargo has invested or financed in some of these industries?
We made a decision 2 years ago.
Did you want a Coors or a Coors Light? I can't remember.
Two relationships that we had with two private prisons firms. One has been exited, and then when the credit agreement with the other one amortizes and matures, we will no longer have that relationship.
Are those two companies Geo Group and Core Civic?
Correct.
And which one has been exited, Geo Group or Core Civic?
I can't recall exactly which one. But,
okay. Yeah. Madam Chair, I'd like to seek unanimous consent to submit three reports highlighting the bank's role in debt financing.
She's so
these
smug.
Groups, the
would it kill her to show a little cleavage?
Running ICE detention facilities.
Without objection, such is the order.
I mean, a little.
Oh, there we go.
Mr. Sloan,
a little.
Why was the bank involved in the caging of children and financing the caging of children to begin with?
I don't know how to answer that question because we weren't.
So in finance, you were financing and involved in debt financing of Core Civic and Geo Group, correct?
For a period of time, we were involved in financing one of the firms. We're not anymore, and the other. I'm not familiar with the specific assertion that you're making, but we weren't directly involved in that.
Okay, so these companies run private detention facilities run by ICE. Which is involved in...
If I'm the guy behind her, I'd be so worried about getting a boner.
I'll move on.
Wells Fargo was also an investor, a major investor in the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL pipelines. They were prime investors and lenders to companies building these pipelines in defiance of Standing Rock Sioux's treaty rights to protect its water and sacred lands. They warned early on, the Lakota Sioux warned early on that the pipeline was unstable and bound to leak. Despite that, it was built anyway, and it has leaked at least 5 times. And the Keystone XL in particular
tell
had
to stop
one
doing
leak
rain dances.
That leaked 210,000 gallons across South Dakota.
I mean, I leaked.
Since
do
Wells
you want to get rid of me?
Financed the building of this pipeline in an environmentally unstable way. Why shouldn't the bank be held responsible for financing the cleanup of the disasters from these projects?
Good question.
Which pipeline are you referring to?
Either. You know.
So we were not involved in the financing of the XL pipeline. We were one of the 17 or 19 banks that was involved in the financing of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Okay, so so Wells Fargo hasn't financed any company associated with the Keystone XL pipeline?
No, I didn't say that. I said we're not involved in financing that pipeline specifically.
Okay, so let's focus on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Should Wells Fargo be held responsible
accusing him
for
things
the
that
damages
he didn't do.
Incurred by climate change?
All right, enough of her. I just wanted
really
to point
just,
out.
I hate
she
it
gets
all.
So fucking, she gets so smug with these people. It's all a speech, and then they ask a question at the end of it just to, it's like a fucking circus, these things.
Erin
and look, she's kind of pleasant to look at. She should show some cleavage. I do agree with that.
But, yeah, her tits just out. Like, are you sure you didn't find
it? I would do if I were a congresswoman. I'd be like, yeah, you're going to pay attention to this.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone thing.
But that right there, there's no difference between her and that fucking daughter of Laughlin, that woman, whatever her fucking name is. No difference. Except what, she's just up there. Like, you could put the daughter up there and have her ask those questions. She doesn't know shit.
I think
doesn't know shit about what
Lori Loughlin's daughter would just be like, what do you like that sparkles?
What? You know what would go great with your hair? I have a good foundation that you could wear.
I want to get some pipeline in college. Wink.
Congresswoman, please, can we stick to the fucking point?
I hate all that. I don't understand
it. It's a farce.
It's probably just me mad that I don't get it, but all of that is just...
What are you talking about? AOC?
All of it.
AOC's awesome.
My mom was calling me to complain about AOC, or we were talking and she was complaining about AOC, and I was like, I don't know anything about this, and neither do you. She was like, you're awesome. Right, you're right.
I love it. I love having her on TV. She's funny. She's good to look at, you know. We love playing her dancing in the Boston University shirt. Looks great.
Yeah, video that got her elected.
Yeah.
She won a raffle.
In essence, she's a fucking bartender from Queens who won the ability to hold an office. By a raffle.
Why don't we just give all... Why don't we fill all political seats with that?
Oh,
that would be great.
Awesome.
Yeah, yes, what difference does it make? We got Trump in there. She's there. We can really have fun with
it. Doesn't matter.
We're already on a burning fucking boat.
Minnesota's being taken over by Somalia. It's little Somalia now.
Food is great, though.
You should see the local airport. It's full of those planes we just watched. No air traffic control is needed because nothing gets off the ground.
Delicious falafel stands all over the Mall of America.
Oh, it's amazing. Mall of America is hilarious, calling it the Mall of America. It's, you know.
It's the Mall of fucking Somalia.
The Mall of Somalia. They really did. I guess the Obama administration decided to bring a bunch of Somali refugees over, settle them in one area, and then that was kind of a foothold where people could be elected and hold office, and then in time, I guess, you know, expand that.
Yeah.
It's how things work. It's a very slow motion invasion. I truly believe that. But what am I going to say? Richard Pryor, I Am Richard Pryor, the official trailer is out.
Oh, I did not know about this.
I did not.
Yes, Richard Pryor, comedian. There's a biography on him because that's the thing to do now. Yeah, musicians, comedians, perhaps, actors. They're all going to do these biopics. And
Carlin Joan Rivers, Holy Trinity.
Hmm.
Yes, yeah. I guess they talk about his little tryst he had with Don Corleone. Yeah, he had sex with, what's his name?
Marlon Brando.
Marlon.
Ooh, good taste.
Wait, Pryor did?
Yeah, Rich Pryor did, yeah.
And Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Pryor is also the first guy to openly date a transsexual.
Oh. Yeah.
He
was also on crack, and much like Michael Jackson, bought ponies and shit.
Yeah.
He needed a... His childhood was destroyed, though. I mean...
Oh, absolutely.
His mom was a hooker.
And when she was busy, he was a hooker.
And he had his face fucked for money, yes.
It got very uncomfortable. Let's see this trailer for the movie.
Sometimes I feel like there's a person, Richard Pryor, and he does all his comedy. And then there's me. And I wonder what I have to do with Richard.
Hmm. One of the most brilliant comedy minds in existence, Mr. Richard Pryor.
Wow. Don Cornelius, that hairdo.
An oblivious genius.
Richard Pryor is not conservative by any stretch of the imagination.
Richard had a view of life that was always based on truth. You distort the truth, you make fun of the truth, you run over the truth, but there has to be truth in it.
My father died fucking.
My father came and went at the same time.
It so moves an audience to find a performer who shares their vulnerability with you.
They're laughing, but also suddenly you're a raw nerve.
This ain't as funny as we thought it was going to be.
A kid that grew up in the streets of Peoria, whose dad was a pimp, and her mother was a whore.
Hello, little boy. Is your mother home? I like a blowjob.
As soon as he's off stage, he really didn't know how to operate in the world. Drugs allowed him to be something other than himself with the memory of that childhood.
I was told by many people that this is a troubled artist, and you should stay away from him.
I didn't get caught yesterday buying 7 pounds of cocaine in front of 8 police.
The phone drops. Mm-hmm. Richard had run through the kitchen on fire.
So what's that? Richard Pryor running down the street.
One day he got up and go, you know what? This is bullshit. I have some stuff to say.
I could have been prejudiced.
Pimps, poverty, racism. He took all that dark shit and made it light.
He kicked the freedom of speech door wide open.
That was a hidden world that people didn't know about. And Richard Pryor put it on wax and made it beautiful.
Take me now, Lord. Take me now. God, save my life. Take me.
He made us all realize that we're humans. And that's the brilliance of Richard.
Aren't you taking my picture for me?
He turned out to be kind of a genius to turn your pain into comedy.
I feel the tension from y'all. Y'all want me to do so well. But let's relax and enjoy whatever the fuck happens.
Looks good.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of attempts to make good docs, and that one looks pretty solid.
Yeah. I hope that maybe...
His book, Prior Convictions, that him and Paul Mooney wrote is fucking amazing. It's just it's a very deep tell-all.
Paul Mooney.
Dude, I love Paul Mooney. I love when Paul Mooney did your show, because everybody was so fucking worried that you two were going to clash.
Oh, I know.
Fucking
we were laughing
great.
Our balls off.
Oh, my God.
At one point, we were going back and forth at one point, and then he like, winked at me. He like, I get this whole thing. It's hilarious.
Oh, dude, that was such a good
idea.
It's just a bummer that Richard Pryor didn't discover yoga. You know what I mean? I feel like he really could have worked through some more of his problems. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drugs could have, or yoga could have replaced the drugs.
He went backpacking or something.
Maybe if he had his own YouTube channel, he could really connect with
people. It is hard to do the downward dog, though, when you have MS.
Yeah,
oh,
maybe
did
that's
he have MS?
It. Yeah, that's what he died of.
Oh, okay.
What yoga position is best for trying to forget that your mother was a whore and your father was a pimp? And people fucked your mouth when you were a kid.
They were pose.
People would talk about how he would go up at the Comedy Store, and Carl LeBeau was telling me that one night he went up on stage and he just tells a story about how at gunpoint he had to suck this guy's dick, and he just was like, well, I guess I couldn't make that funny, and he just walked off.
Wow. What a life.
Yeah, it
was. But when you look at his early work, he was like Cosby. He was trying to be this very clean, very...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when he broke, like that one set where they're showing him is almost the moment that he became him.
Yeah.
His comedy is so amazing because he did change what comedy could
be. He did those shows like... he did the early Tonight shows and Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, it's very...
Like that. And it's very like, hey, watch this Negro comedian come out and... He's going to make you laugh, and it was very clean and
there's
safe humor.
There's pictures of him, with, like, Ed Sullivan. It's just all Conked white people. All and very, yeah, he had that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one day he just said, fuck it.
Fuck it.
And became a legend.
Fuck y'all motherfuckers.
You can tell Bill Cosby, Richard Pryor said, have a Coke and a smile and
shut the fuck up. That was favorite. So good. Yeah. The filth and flarn and...
Do you make money? Yeah. Do they laugh? Yeah. Well, then you tell me. Dude, I fucking love that.
Yeah. He really... one of the first people to shit on Cosby that.
Oh, openly. Him and then Eddie Murphy, who I love,
Eddie Murphy,
too.
Yeah. Because, tell Bill to have a Coke.
Because he was so up on his, clean pedestal.
Yeah.
And probably at the time, they all knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, totally. And
so it's
always
like, this motherfucker's telling me to be clean and stuff. Have a Coke and a smile. Shut the fuck up.
And Pryor had just created the I'm not hiding who I am. And so it's like, what are you going to do? Pull out dirt on me? I'm dating her him. I just shot out my wife's tires. You know what I mean? He didn't give a fuck at all.
He shot at his own car.
Dude, he shot his own and did an entire bit on shooting out the tires of a car, and it's hilarious.
Fucking hilarious. Yesterday we were watching a couple of items where animals were getting even with people. I love this.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I can't stand when people hurt little animals. I'm not anti-hunting, per se. Like, I like Joe Rogan, for instance, is 10 times the man anyone in this fucking room will ever be. And I'm insulting people. I don't care.
I'll agree.
You know, he'll sit there with a bow and arrow and fucking kill a moose. And he cuts it up and eats it right there in the woods. It's insanity. So I don't really care that. But if you're cruel just for the sake of being cruel to an animal, you're a piece of shit.
Yep.
And I like when
karma's great.
Karma. When people get it. There's this dog. He's on a leash. And some guy's fucking with him. This is right out of a Warner Brothers cartoon here. Let's watch this.
Ooh,
it's pretty
him.
Quick. So watch it. Let it play a couple of times. So, oops. Oh! Look. Oh, wait. Yeah. Look. Hey, how you doing?
Oh.
Wow.
The hand that he hit the dog with, too.
That is fucking awesome.
Wow.
Like, he's like, oh, that dog figures out how to get out of that and right to him. Mm-hmm. You motherfucker.
The dogs know how to get out of leashes.
Yeah.
You know how to open doors.
Especially if some asshole smacking you in the face.
Wow, what
you
an asshole.
Eat him. So I saw that today.
It's the hand he hit him with.
Yeah. The very hand he hit him with.
Yeah. Dogs are
irony.
They are.
And then this is, I don't know what they were doing, but there's a cheetah. And they're trying to catch him at one point. And then this cheetah goes bullshit. There's a lot of people around. And it is literally a crapshoot on who he bites.
Go, Chester!
That's the best thing.
Ow.
What happened? It's buffering. Now the cheetah's out. And it's like, I was eating that motherfucker. Now let me go eat this motherfucker.
Ow.
Now I'm just going to jump in here. And hey, how you doing? I'm going to eat you.
Wow.
You think you're over the wall, you're safe. No, let me go out and you look pretty good. I'm just going to eat you. There's no rhyme or reason to what this fucking cheetah is doing.
Well, none of them have cheese doodles, so.
Yeah, that's true. Chester Cheetah would go after the cheese doodles.
Look at how many humans lose to.
No, God gave him a list to go after. He was like, get that one, gonna get that one.
That guy fucked a baby to cure his AIDS. Get him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Aww.
This guy committed genocide. I love how. Look at that. Dude, what are you doing? There's nothing you can do.
Did you notice that the cheetah hasn't gotten any women? You know what I mean?
He's like, this guy, let me get him.
The cheetah just threw him off a ladder and was like, watch this.
And this one's great, too. You have to assume you're safe on the outside of that wall.
Hell no.
But finally, he's encased in.
Nope.
Okay, where's he?
No, the cheetah.
He can't get me.
That's the fun thing about those animals. They jump over anything they want to.
I love to imagine that's like what they built for the cheetah. They're like, oh, look, we built this thing. And it's like, they can jump.
Up to the cheetah enclosure. You will love it.
It's out.
It's safe. Don't worry. Perfectly
quick,
safe.
Quick, everyone to my helicopter.
Hurry.
The rescue helicopter.
Oh, it's not working. The cheetah is in the helicopter.
Oh, that is marvelous. On that note, we got to go. We got to go to the Chip Chipperson podcast.
Yes, we do.
But thank you, Chrissy. Just
thanks
a joy. I love you on the earlier programming here at Compound Media. Your impressions. She does these impersonations. You think it was the real people. just wonderful.
The Gabby one is possibly the best impression in the history.
Gabby is so fucking funny. And then when you were doing the Asian girl.
Oh, my God. At the live show.
Dude, at the live show. It was so picture perfect. Like, anytime you ever see an Asian girl.
She's like a karaoke
queen. K-pop.
Yeah.
Karaoke queen. Just, something like that. And your leg went up. It's all like poses.
I didn't know what to do. Yeah, they just like kind of laid it on me last minute. I was like, the only wig left in this Ricky's is green. And I'm like, just get it, and just like be Asian. And I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go ahead and do every stereotype.
It was perfect. I was laughing my ass off. Very good. Chrissy Meyer. Is it Meyer or Mayer?
Mayer. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Chrissy Mayer. There we go. Oh my God.
Between two Gabbies.
The two Gabbies. Oh, is that awesome?
Huh?
Yeah. You picked that impersonation up in a second. That is awesome.
He's adult.
Chrissy Mayer, at Chrissy Mayer on Twitter, Instagram, and the website ChrissyMayer.com.
I'm also on celebrityfeet.com.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't you be? That's good.
I think I'm on WikiFeet now, too.
Yeah.
not.
I'm on a foot site, too. The ones that are washing up on the shores of Canada. Randomly. What a weird story that is. Your dates. You have March 18th, two shows at the Pitt Chapel Hill in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Nice.
And for tickets, go to the Pitt. Chapelhill.com. March 22nd, Philly Comedy Club, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. PhillyComedyClub.com for tickets. And then March 23rd, why does it say Lance Out Loud?
Link Out Loud.
Link Out Loud.
Link.
Why Link?
Link? Like
Link. Why Lance or Link?
Lancaster. Link.
Lank. Oh!
Yeah, I didn't come up with that name.
If it was Lincoln, it would be
right.
Link.
Right, right, right.
And I thought it was Laugh Out Loud. But it's Lank
Out Loud.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, lankoutloud.com. Let's you know where it is.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, of course, Abby, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Rosenquist. Is that a Jew name?
No, but I hope that more people think that it is.
It's the Rosen part.
Yeah. I was banged out in this industry.
The Quist part.
Just go with Jew.
Swedish.
Ah, Swedish it is. Abby Rosenquist. That would be Twitter. Instagram,
yes.
And the website, abbyrosenquist.com. And the dates, March 15th at the Black Cat in New York City, right down there in the Village.
Next weekend, I'm in northern New York somewhere, but I'll post, follow me on Twitter and I'll post about it.
Lucky Jacks, Lower East Side, New York City.
Tomorrow
LuckyJacksNYC.com, and that's March 14th, tomorrow night. Thank you so much. And, of course, the Mr. Dave Landau needs to tell the fine people where he will be performing.
If you're around tonight, I'll be at Gotham doing a little set if you're in the area. March 15th, 16th, Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, Bananas Comedy.
The name itself is hilarious.
It's great.
So it's got to be good.
That's why I made an ad with me as a banana.
As a banana. Oh,
sure.
Come on.
Pretty
Who's
sexy.
Doing that?
Not a lot of people. And then Canton Brew Works, Canton, Michigan, cantonbrewworks.com.
Can't miss that one.
Can't not miss it. You're ready for Chip, March 23rd.
You're up for Chip. Fuck, you don't even know what you just said. It's like, no, I did. I knew what I said.
Exactly know what's going on, Chip. And March 20th through 30th, Stir Crazy Comedy Club, Glendale, Arizona, just outside of Phoenix, stircrazycomedyclub.com.
Bitchin', as they say in California. And they give the finger like this, not like this.
Oh, yeah. That's so weird to see
is
people.
Is that what that is?
I like that. It feels like more effort to do this.
You go like, hey, fuck you. I always thought,
I always
like, while
too.
You finger a girl when you're like a kid, it acted like shock absorbers.
Oh, like springs.
You're not getting the full, just bashing like an old
is it weird?
Stoga wagon.
Is it weird
got
that's
shock
what I really
absorbers
thought,
here.
I really thought that, too.
We're meant for each other, motherfucker. It's just awesome.
So sad. I thought I was alone.
Bitchin'. We will see you back here mañana. That is a word that means tomorrow from a place that we need to just wall the fuck off. Mañana. With a yumbo in hand, we will see you mañana. Until then, have yourselves a great evening. What's going on tonight? A fair one at 8 p.m. right here. And Michael Malice Nightshade at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in for that. And we will see you mañana. Bye-bye.